Chrome SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. This is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball, live on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Afternoon, everybody. Happy Father's Day from North Augusta. Mitchell Speltz with you for the series finale. Green Jackets and River Dogs. Augusta going for a series win today. They've had the chance at the last two nights, but Charleston has fought back with back-to-back wins. Augusta still in control, but now look to win 4-6. By sending Sam Strickland to the mound as the left-hander will make start number two. He made his first appearance back from the injured list on Tuesday earlier this week. He tossed three innings on the mound, gave up one run, earned the hold for the Green Jackets in their opening series victory, 6-3. The starter for Charleston that game gets it for the finale as well. Davion Whittle, the right-hander from Fresno, California, who took a loss last time out against these Green Jackets in four innings pitched. He'll get a second shot against Augusta as he will get the start here in the finale. We're just getting started here on the On Deck Show, built by TechSlayer, and we return on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. We'll take a deeper look at Whittle and Strickland. That's next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Belts back with you on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Sam Strickland against Davion Whittle here in the finale game. Augusta, they can clinch their fourth series victory at home this year and hand the Charleston River Dogs their first series defeat this year. If they're able to get the win here today, they'll send Samuel Strickland to the mound, the left-hander from Birmingham, Alabama, and Samford University in Florida, to the mound for what will be his second start in Augusta. He comes in with seven strikeouts in 13 innings this year with an ERA of 2.77. He made one rehab start in the Florida Complex League while rehabbing from a blister issue on his throwing hand. Came back and pitched the opener of this series in three innings of relief and was great. Through three innings, one run scored on four hits, struck out two with no walks, earning a hold in that outing. His first start of the season came back on April the 30th against the Delmarva Shorebirds through four innings of one-run baseball and an eventual victory for the Green Jackets. His mound opponent will be the man who started the opener for Charleston, right-hander Davion Whittle. Comes in with an 0-2 record on Tuesday when he last pitched. He took a loss by going four innings, gave five runs on five hits, did strike out four, however, with just one walk. Green Jackets hit him pretty good, and we'll see if they can do it again today as it'll be Whittle and Strickland in the finale here. Final home game of the first half for the Green Jackets. They'll finish up the first half on the road the next 3 days in Fayetteville before starting the second half on Friday. We've got another break here on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. We'll come back and take our drive around the league on this Sunday afternoon on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. There's a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. with one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Back with you on the On Deck Show from SRP Park in North Augusta. Now time for our drive around the league as we continue on, brought to you by Easy Go. Full slate of games currently in the Carolina League. However, none of them start until later. This one will be the first one to get going today as Augusta hosts Charleston at 1:35. Other games today at 2:05, Fayetteville hosts Kannapolis. Down east is at Lynchburg, starting at 5 o'clock in what is part of a very tight North Division race. More on that in just a second. Salem is at home against Delmarva. They've already won that series, winning 4 of the first 5, trying to make it 5 of 6 tonight. Columbia is hosting Carolina. Mudcats, after dropping the first 2, have won the last 3. They're going for a series win in the South Carolina State Capitol. And at 6:05 today, Myrtle Beach hosts Fredericksburg. The Pelicans have won 4 of the 5 meetings in the series. Current standing board in the Carolina League as it's getting close. 3 games to go following today. In the first half, in the South Division, remains a two-team race. Pelicans still hold a two-game edge at 44-18 over 42-20. Charleston River Dogs do have the tiebreaker, though, if they were to be tied by the after Thursday games. Augusta currently sits in third at 34-28. They're 10 games back of Myrtle Beach. Fayetteville in the fourth spot. That's who Augusta will play next week on the road. They are 29-32. Kannapolis in fifth place, 26-36. And at the bottom is Columbia at 18-44. In the North Division, Carolina holds the pole position at 33-29, but they've got company right behind them. Salem and Lynchburg are each 32-30. They're one game back. Fredericksburg sits in fourth at 531-31. They're two back. Down east still alive in fifth. They're 30-32. They are 3 off the pace. Got a win today, but they are still very much alive. Delmarva, the only team eliminated from that race, they're in sixth at 20-41. In the Braves affiliates today, AAA Gwinnett is hosting Indianapolis. It's a tough start for the Stripers at home at Couray Field. They trailed the Indians 3-0. The AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Just underway in high A ball, the Rome Braves are on the road taking on the Asheville Tourists. That's the Houston Astros affiliate. 1-0 Rome currently in the bottom of the first, but Asheville is threatening. And at 3:05 later today, AA level, Mississippi is hosting the Birmingham Barons, AA club of the Chicago White Sox. And coming up in about an hour from now, the Atlanta Braves look to get on the board and avoid a sweep in Chicago against the Cubs. That game gets started at 2:20 today, Braves and Cubs from Wrigley Field. We've got another break here on the On Deck Show. When we come back, we've got the starting lineups of the finale, Green Jackets and River Dogs. That's next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. WOW, that's good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We're getting set up for the opening pitch of the finale. Green Jackets and River Dogs. Augusta going for a series victory, trying to hand Charleston their first series defeat of the season. Let's check out the lineup today for the Father's Day series finale. First for the visiting Charleston River Dogs, who come in at 42-20, two games back of first place with four games to go, counting today in the Carolina League South Division. Blake Butera is their manager. They are the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. In the leadoff spot today is the second baseman, Ryan Spikes. Carson Williams bats second. He's at shortstop. In the three spot, center fielder, Mason Auer. Batting cleanup, designated hitter, Nick Schnell. Bobby Seymour returns to the lineup today. He's batting fifth at first base. In the sixth spot, third baseman, Willie Vasquez. Behind home plate, doing the catching, is Kenny Piper. He bats seventh. In the eighth spot, right fielder, O'Neill Manzueta. He's in right field. And batting ninth, left fielder Logan Allen. Once again for Charleston, it's Spikes, Williams, Auer, Schnell, Seymour, Vasquez, Piper, Manzueta, and Allen. Starting pitcher today for the Charleston River Dogs is right-hander Davion Whittle. Start number seven for him this year. He took the loss back in Tuesday's opening game by throwing four innings, allowing five runs. And now for the home team, the Augusta Green Jackets, 34-28 on the season. They are 10 games out of first place, led by Nestor Perez, their field manager. They are the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Back in the leadoff spot today is the third baseman, Caleb Durbin. Batting second, shortstop, Cal Conley. In the three spot, second baseman, Geraldo Quintero. Randall Mesquita cleans up. He's the designated hitter. Batting fifth in center field, Stephen Polini. Doing the catching today and batting sixth, Adam Zabrowski. Connor Blair is in the seventh spot. He's playing left field. At first base today, batting eighth, Makai Backstrom. And batting ninth, right fielder, Caden Morton. One more time for Augusta, Durbin, Conley, Quintero, Mesquita, Polini, Zabrowski, Blair, Backstrom, and Morton. Left-hander Sam Strickland makes his second start of the season. He made an appearance back on Tuesday, his first in off the injured list in over a month, through three innings of relief, allowing just one run. Now time for the Augusta University Injury Report, presented by Augusta University Health. Currently just one Green Jacket is on there. That would be right-handed pitcher Landon Leach. He has no timetable to return at this current juncture. For today's umpiring crew, behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes for the finale is Charles Welling. Jalen Goodman is on the base paths. We've got one final break here from SRP Park when we return. Green Jackets, River Dogs, series finale on this beautiful Father's Day afternoon. Keep it right here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. We've got live action next.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms of
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Happy Father's Day from SRP Park in North Augusta. An absolutely picture-perfect day. Where else would you rather be on this Father's Day afternoon? Mitchell Speltz with you here from SRP Park as we get set for the series finale. Green Jackets and River Dogs, a series Augusta holds a 3-2 edge in Charleston after dropping the first three, have won the last two. Have a chance to earn a split here today, trying to keep their chances of a first-half title alive in the South Division. Green Jackets looking for their fourth series win at home this year, handing Charleston in the process possibly their first series loss of the season. Sam Strickland's got the duties today on the mound as the starter, the left-hander from Samford University, 19th round pick by the Braves in last year's draft. Spent about a month on the injured list, made his return in relief on Tuesday, where he threw 3 strong innings out of the pen, allowing just 1 run, earned a hold in that outing. He will get this lineup today for the Charleston River Dogs. Ryan Spikes leads things off. Carson Williams bats second with Mason Auer in the 3 spot. In the middle, Nick Schnell, Bobby Seymour, and Willie Vasquez. Kenny Piper, O'Neill Manzueta, and Logan Allen complete the lineup card for Blake Butera's Charleston River Dogs, who are 42-20 entering play here today. Defense behind the left-hander, Sam Strickland, looks like this. Connor Blair's in left field. Stephen Pelini's the center fielder with Caden Morton in right. On the infield from third to first, Caleb Durbin, Cal Conley, Geraldo Quintero, and Makai Backstrom back in there today. And the catcher is Adam Zabrowski, working as the battery mate for the southpaw, Sam Strickland. Charles Welling is the home plate umpire. Jalen Goodman works the base pass today. Augusta in their home white uniforms, black numbers and lettering, white trim with the green ball caps. For the visiting River Dogs today, they're in their road grays with the navy blue numbers and lettering, gold trim, and the blue ball caps. Perfect day for baseball as Ryan Spikes makes his way to the box for Charleston. 84 degrees field and game conditions, no humidity whatsoever, little light breeze, and nothing but sunny here in the CSRA today. So glad to have you with us as Sam Strickland toes the rubber for Augusta. Ryan Spikes in there from the right side. First pitch coming to him is fouled back, and off we go as it sails out of play. At 1:36 local time here this afternoon. River Dogs coming off a win yesterday, 6-3. Took an early lead. Gave it up for a brief second as the 0-1 pitch to Spikes is outside. One ball, one strike. After a 1-0 lead in the first was taken away in the bottom half, Green Jackets took a 2-1 lead that was snatched back in the next half inning, and Charleston would not relinquish it in a 6-3 victory. Break-even pitch. Spikes takes a ball just off the edge. Now letter high, two balls and one strike. But the team who has grabbed the lead early has been the one who's gone on to win the game. Haven't seen a whole lot of lead changes throughout the previous five games here. 2-1 pitch. Spikes sends one deep off the end of the bat to right center field. Pelini moves over. Morton looks up, and Pelini got crossed up as it gets by him off the wall. Morton will play the hop as it looked like Pelini just overran it and lost it for a brief second in the sun. And Spikes has a leadoff double. And when it's been a tough series for the leadoff hitter, he drives one long off the right center wall. Hit a bounce off the warning track. A ball that Pelini got to, he just missed it. I think he overran it and lost it for a brief second. Morton kind of gave way to him as Pelini called him off. And a bit of an awkward play to start, but a River Dog starts at second base now for Carson Williams, who's been a Green Jacket killer in this series. So a chance once again for Charleston to score in the first inning. They've done so in the last two games. And Strickland's first offering to the shortstop is swung on and missed. Fastball slider changeup combo for Strickland, the left-hander, about a 3/4 side delivery. A deceptive arm angle. Gets a lot of weak contact. Also has the ability to strike you out. The 0-1 pitch. It's down in the dirt. Zabrowski blocks it. And the count is one ball, one strike. So the right-handed hitting shortstop. Last time out for Strickland on Tuesday. Struck out two in three innings, allowed four hits. Got some key defensive help to put him in a spot where he was over the goal over 40 pitches. Get through three innings on the mound in his first time back in about a month. 1-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. Do another changeup. One ball, two strikes. Missed about a month with a blister issue on that throwing hand, and that can be pesky for pitchers. It's all about being able to get good grips on the baseball. When you have a blister on any one of those fingers, it can affect you greatly. 1-2. A bouncing ball towards third. Weakly hit. Durbin has it. Looks back the runner to second and throws out Williams for the first out. Textbook play over at third by Caleb Durbin for the first out of the ball game. 5-3 on it if you're keeping track with us back at home. But if you're looking for something to do on this Father's Day, you're in the area, we got plenty of room for you still. That's weather we've had all week. It's been a hot, humid week for baseball. 84 degrees at first pitch, no humidity, got plenty of shade available. Nice an hour in there from the right side. Third batter of the inning for Charleston as Strickland inside moved to second, but nobody covering. Spike's able to get back after his leadoff double. And just getting started here from SRP Park, no score. Strickland long look in on the mound. Mason made a dangerous hitting Mason Auer. First offering to him is popped up foul, first base side. Backstrom charges after it, and he will run out of room. He'll fight it off to the right side, 0-1. Auer's another guy who's had a really good series here. He's only got four hits, but he's made them all count. Two doubles and a homer. He's driven in three and has come around to score seven times over the course of the week. Got ejected late in the game last night, arguing balls and strikes. Didn't really have an effect on the game, though. He was DH'ing, and he did not have a further at-bat anyway. The 0-1 pitch. Auer, a half swing he couldn't hold. Threw him a slider, and it's 0-2. That's what makes Strickland so good. He's not a high-velocity fastball guy, but he mixes all three of his pitches well, and he does it deceptively. It's at Charleston Lab, who's hitting about 220 against left-handed pitching this year. 0-2. A swing and a miss. He struck him out on three pitches. Dropped a changeup on him, and Auer swings through it. His first K of the game, and there are two gone for Nick Schnell.
Designated hitter Nick Schnell.
Now Strickland has a chance to work around that defensive miscue to start the game. A tough one in the outfield. Has two outs now for Schnell coming to the plate. Guy who has unleashed the power in a big way this week. Three home runs and two doubles over the last five games for the former first-round pick. First pitch to him is down and away, 1-0. Guy who only played about half the games last year in Charleston, now has been fully unlocked, fully healthy, and is taking it out on the Green Jackets this week. And all of his home runs haven't been cheapies either. They have gotten way out of here. 1-0 pitch. Schnell had a big cut, but he missed. A one-handed swing through the zone. One ball, one strike. Brief action for Schnell, batting 340. Came into this series with no home runs on the season. He's now got three as we play on Sunday. Ryan Spike still the runner at second. Modest lead for him off the bag. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. And the left-handed hitting Schnell down 1-2. A lot of whiffs created by Strickland here in this opening inning. Threw the ball masterfully in his first outing this week. Threw up some early hits, but really settled in his last two innings on the mound. 1-2 pitch. A fly ball, shallow, right center field. Going back, Quintero and Conley. It'll be Geraldo Quintero making the drop. Oh, man, he dropped the ball, and in to score is Spikes, and in to second is Nick Schnell. And what's going to be an error on Geraldo Quintero? Just took his eye off it a little too soon. Green Jackets all defensively were heading towards the dugout as they thought Quintero had it, but he dropped it. And for the third straight game, Charleston's got a first inning lead. And that's a tough one right there for a team that's been playing so well defensively over the last 2 weeks. A tough miscue there that gives Charleston an early lead. That's one of those you got to shake off. It'll be an error on Quintero. Bobby Seymour gets an at-bat as the first pitch is a check swing strike. And it's 0-1. Both him and Conley were in the area. It looked like Quintero just went back a little further than he thought and lost his concentration for just a second. And as a result, he's not able to squeeze it fully. And we got a long way to go yet. 0-1 pitch is down and away, 1-1. Probably going to have to score more than one run anyway to win this game. That'll be an unearned run charge to Sam Strickland to start. One ball, one strike to the lefty Seymour. The pitch is cut on and missed. Snap throw down to seconds, not in time. A good idea by Zabrowski. Not a huge lead by Schnell out there, though. And Strickland has gotten ahead of the count in Bobby Seymour. And pitch number 17 coming up in this inning. But a hit and an error have produced an early run for Charleston. Strickland's 1-2 pitch. He struck him out swinging. Pulled the string on him, and Strickland able to work fastly through the first inning. Couple tough defensive plays. Puts Augusta down 1-0 after a half inning. But now the bat's coming up for the first time. 1-0 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT.
Dogs lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. A tough hit and an error against the Green Jackets defense leads to a run scoring by Sam Strickland as the River Dogs spot their starter, Davion Whittle. an early 1-0 lead. The 22-year-old right-hander making his seventh start of the year, second this week, took a loss back on Tuesday. Through four innings, allowed five hits against the Green Jackets. He gets the call today against this starting nine put up by Nestor Perez. Caleb Durbin leads things off. Cal Conley bats second. Geraldo Quintero in the three spot. In the middle goes Brandel Mesquita, Stephen Pelini, and Adam Zabrowski. Connor Blair, Makai Backstrom, Caden Morton, the bottom three for the Green Jackets. Defense today for Charleston. Logan Allen's in left field with Mason Auer in center. O'Neill Mansueta is the right fielder. In the infield, it's Willie Vasquez at third. Carson Williams once again at short with Ryan Spikes, the second baseman. Bobby Seymour at first. And the catcher is Kenny Piper as the first pitch to Durbin is a strike, and it's 0-1. As the right-hander Whittle hits the outside corner. Durbin back in there after a day off yesterday. The 0-1 is too low. Doom a breaking ball, one ball, one strike. Durbin's last game on Friday, a bit of a tough one, was 0-5. Got a day off, chance to reset the gears. Break-even pitch, a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. A guy who's had a very good week, though, has upped his RBI number to 38. He's got a couple of them in the series, including a home run ball. Back on Wednesday, 1-2 pitch, a bouncer towards third on two hops. Willie Vasquez has it, and a long throw in time to get Durbin by a couple of steps, and there's one away in the Green Jacket half of the first. Another 5-3 put out. Vasquez thought about charging it, but then realized he had time to go back. Much easier play. One away for Cal Conley. Miles Schroeder doing the coaching over at third today. Brandon Parker, the man at first. Nestor Perez watch on from the dugout, a normal Sunday thing. First pitch to Conley is a strike right on the inside corner as Whittle nails it, 0-1. Whittle looking for some retribution after taking the loss in the opener. 0-1 pitch. Conley spoils it foul into the netting left side right above the Green Jacket dugout. Quickly 0-2 to the switch hitter. It's always an interesting dynamic for pitchers who throw twice as a starter in one series. Gives you a chance to make an adjustment whether that first start went good or bad for you. 0-2 pitch. Conley a soft bouncer foul down the first base side. Remains 0-2. A guy like Whittle who got knocked around a little bit. Now a chance to bounce back, see what went wrong for him, and you have a chance to correct it just 5 days later, which can work to his advantage. 0-2 slide step is down and in. Tried to rush the delivery to throw off Conley as he missed down and in, 1-2. You see pitchers do that, certainly legal. You have hitters timing up the windup. You try and throw a little slide step, speed it up. Miss, though. 1-2 pitch. Conley serves one to left center field. That one's going to get down. Gets into the gap, but Auer will cut it off as Conley has another base hit, his eighth hit of the series. Just continues to hit. He's playing his best baseball offensively, no question, over the last few weeks. Those hits are starting to fall for him now. He's had a lot of tough luck to begin the year. Comes up with a hit in the first inning. Puts a runner on for Geraldo Quintero, who's looking for a pick-me-up. Had that tough error last half inning that allowed the first run to score. Throw over to first. Conley dives back in. He might be looking to run over there. Conley 17 stolen bases. He's second on the club. An excellent base runner. Has a 2.5 step lead off the bag. First pitch to Quintero is fouled off to the left side. That's well out of play. 0-1 to the switch hitting second baseman, Geraldo Quintero. Right, just over 250 on the season. Has four home runs. Has driven in 26. Has been excellent in that three spot. Conley another good lead off of first. Whittle's 0-1 pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Green Jackets, a team that like to run. They're top four in the Carolina League in stolen bases, but they're facing a team in Charleston who plays the run game pretty well. They have not allowed many stolen bases this year. As Conley leads off of first again, the break-even pitch is fouled back. A snap swing by Quintero. One ball, two strikes. The 67 stolen bases allowed by Charleston this year. Only team that's allowed less in the league is Fredericksburg. They've caught 17, but what the big number is that they really haven't given up all that much altogether. Teams aren't testing them that much. 1-2 pitch, a tapper foul off of Quintero's front leg. Stays 1-2. It's one of those things, the best defense for it is not having runners go at all. That's something Charleston does well, whether it be Kenny Piper, Luis Leon, Nathan Perry. They've got guys who can really fire the ball down to second base or third base if they're going that direction. 1-2 pitch. Quintero hits one high in the air to right. Playable for the right fielder, O'Neill Manzueta, as he backs up on it, and he'll make the catch as the lazy pop fly is an out for Quintero. Two away now for Brandel Mesquita. 1-0 Charleston Stills. You play in the bottom of the first inning. Mesquita, two more hits, two more RBIs last night. Can he produce two with one swing here, perhaps? Has a great chance, too, as Mesquita calls for time. He's ready to go as he enters the box. Is there something on the play he's pointing to? Well, he appears to be good. Not sure what that's all about. Pitch clock at 18. Cal Conley still the runner at first base as he gets his lead. That's a huge jump. There we go. His first pitch is swung and fouled away by Mesquita. Conley had a walking lead into second base, but you can't fault Mesquita for chasing a pitch he likes. Augusta's top hitter this year. Got him 325. He leads the Carolina League in hits. Just under 70 of them with 68. Back-to-back games with multiple RBIs. Picked up two yesterday with a single and a double in his first two at-bats. A one pitch to him is a strike from Whittle. As he slings one right onto the outside corner. Nothing in two. Trying to work around the one-out walk to Cal Conley. Mesquita still the batter. Down 0-2, though. In protection mode. Chokes up a little bit. Whittle from the stretch. And time is called. It was called by the catcher. Kenny Piper wanted to reset the gears with his pitcher. Put the signs down again. And we're good to go. Mesquita back in there. Conley a good two-step lead off of first. He leans off the bag, and they'll throw over instead where he dives back in. He's about maximized that lead. If you have to dive in, it's somewhat close. It tells you you've about gone as far as you can. And now some barking coming from the dugout for Charleston. Not sure what this is about. As Charles well in attends to that, he's back behind home plate. And someone was saying something. Not sure what about, though. All squared away. 0-2 pitch once again coming to Brandel Mesquita in a 1-0 Charleston lead. The pitch home is grounded to short. Waiting back is Carson Williams. He'll take the route at first and take care of Mesquita. 6-3 on the putout to retire the side as the Green Jackets come up empty in the first. We're through an inning to play now. It's the River Dogs 1, Green Jackets nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
One nothing to score. River Dogs on top here in the series finale. Mitchell Speltz with you on this Father's Day.
Third baseman.
Sam Strickland toes the rubber, gets set to face Willie Vasquez, the sixth hitter for Charleston. Before we get started, Blake Butera, the field manager for Charleston, is over to chat with home plate umpire. Again, not sure what about. They're looking to something in the right-handed batter's box. Something about's got the umpire's attention. Butera's looking at it. Zabrowski's looking at it. And not sure what this discussion's about. Some kind of substance down that back part of the right-handed batter's box there. Kind of scraping it off now. Looks like we're good to go. Not sure if it was slippery or what. Of course, you care about player safety out there, but Jalen Goodman and Charles Welling chatting about it, and looks like we are not quite ready to continue. As they're still talking about it. And I'm not sure what quite the discussion's about, but something's got their attention, and now it looks like we're good to go. So Willie Vasquez will lead things off. He's in from the right side, the number six hitter for Charleston. And Sam Strickland, who had the one unearned run come against him last inning on the drop pop-up by Geraldo Quintero. First pitch to Vasquez spiked in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strickland, a guy who could certainly be a factor in the rotation going forward for Augusta. First attempt for him in full season ball. He got the call up in the middle of April before going on the injured list. 1-0 pitch is foul back to our right, out of play. One ball, one strike to Willie Vasquez, the third baseman. A guy who was primarily a starter at Samford, was a freshman All-American back in 2018. 1-1 pitch, that's a ball outside, just missed. Two balls and one strike on a heater from Strickland. Now you can certainly work in long relief. Also a guy who can be a sixth, fifth starter in the rotation. 2-1 pitch. Vasquez took one inside. Three balls, one strike. Green Jackets have gone with a five-man rotation for the most part, but they've mixed it up. Have had a bullpen game now every now and then. Strickland could be the sixth man into that rotation. We'll see. 3-1 pitch. Vasquez spoils one back foul. 3-2. Gives your pitchers a little bit more rest, and you're seeing a lot of teams do that. There are a few major league clubs who have decided to use a six-man rotation every now and then. Preserve the arms, potentially keep them fresh and healthy for a postseason run. 3-2 pitch. Vasquez spoils one and fouls one off Zabrowski. Had a big cut at one. Three balls, two strikes, as he just hit it off the end. Now Strickland, certainly a welcome addition back into the rotation for Augusta, a guy they missed. Can be good no matter where they put him. Ball three, strike two. Here comes the lefty, and he gets another foul. Vasquez hanging tough against him. Says three balls and two strikes. And a guy who's caught a lot of intrigue from scouts. Again, not the hardest thrower, but he's capable of striking you out with his deception on the mound, his good mix of pitches. Guy who had an ERA of over five, but good strikeout stuff. Got the attention of the Braves as they picked him in the 19th round last year. 3-2 again. Vasquez takes the ball inside. Long battle between Vasquez and Strickland goes in the way of the batter. Willie Vasquez, who works the 8-pitch walk. And he is on to start the second for Charleston. So now we'll see if Strickland can get one on the ground here. A man who's certainly capable of doing so. Can produce a lot of weak contact. Keeps the ball down when he's right. As a lefty comes set at the bell, looks at Vasquez over at first. The first offering to Piper is fouled back our direction and out of play. No balls and one strike. And the interesting thing about a guy like Sam Strickland is you look at the numbers and they're not eye-popping, especially going back to his last year of college, but you look at a guy like him, when you scout him, get him in front of the right coaches, he could become a huge weapon in some way, shape, or form as he fires over to first. And backstanding is Vasquez, not a huge lead. And scouts do extensive work on these guys. They try to project them what will be at the next level. And Strickland's certainly a guy. You add some velocity to that fastball, he could be very dominant in some role as the pitch is a strike on the outside court. A Piper, 0-2. Those lefties who throw 3/4 are ones that can be very hard to hit as you pick up the baseball late. And that's one thing about his fastball now. That's around 90 miles an hour at the cruising speed. 0-2 pitch, a fastball off the plate. 1-2, good pitch though. At the right-handed Piper, works the count to 1-2. Working against his deception, when you don't pick it up right away, 90 miles an hour can look like 95, 96. By the time you catch it, it's already halfway there. Another throw over to first. Vasquez backstanding once again. Looks like he's probably not trying to steal over there, but Strickland letting them know he's keeping an eye on him. Always tougher to steal off a lefty. You got to guess the pitch correctly. Ball one, strike two. Strickland looks to the first. The pitch home is outside. Try to change up. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch number 31 of the ball game for Sam Strickland. Now just under 20 in the opening inning. Had to work an extra batter longer after the tough defensive play that brought in the only run. There goes Vasquez as the pitch is popped up. Foul. Third base side, this one is a long run for Blair, but it will get out of play. That one was up there a mile high, maybe two. A good effort by Connor Blair, just checking it out. And not a whole lot of wind today. No humidity whatsoever. What's been a humid week? We've had a lot of games where it's been around 100 at first pitch, the humidity making it feel more like 110. That summer weather is here. Ball two, strike two. Strickland deals again as a foul back by Piper. Not a foul cuts this inning by Charleston as they're seeing Strickland for the second time. And that's one thing about it for Charleston. They did not see Strickland until Tuesday, who didn't have much under his belt in terms of appearances. He was first activated off the injured list on that Tuesday appearance. There goes Vasquez. 2-2 pitch. He is lined to right. Excellent hit and run is going to get down as Vasquez will stop at second, though. Morton got it in quickly. It'll be a base hit for Piper. Well-earned that one on the seventh pitch. So a 9-pitch walk for Strickland to start. Or 8-pitch walk, check that. Then a 7-pitch base hit by Piper the opposite way. It was a perfect hit and run. You thought Vasquez might try for three on that, but he stopped at second base, and that at least prevented him the opportunity from trying. But also keep in mind, Caden Morton's got a big arm out there in right field. 10 outfield assists for him this year. With nobody out, they elect not to test it. Second hit of the game for Charleston. First and second with nobody out still for O'Neal Manzueta. First pitch to him is down and in as he missed inside with a fastball, 1-0. And Sueda put an exclamation point on the game yesterday with a towering home run in the eighth inning. It's on the top half of the balcony. Yeah, the apartment's over the wall and left as he shoots that one down the right field line, but foul into the bullpen for the River Dogs. 1-1. Charleston 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Right now just an unearned run, the difference in this one. Green Jackets committed 3 errors in yesterday's game. First time they've done that in almost a month. Dean has been as sharp as anyone defensively in the league over the last period of time as there's a big swing and a miss by Manzueta, 1-2. It's really had a direct effect on everybody. Offense has been sparked. Pitching's thrown the wall at well as a result, and that's a big part of it. When you're not committing errors, pitchers don't have to work as hard on the mound, and they can be more efficient. There goes Vasquez, 1-2, a swing and a miss. Zabrowski's throw down. It is not in time as Vasquez just got under the tag. A perfect one-hopper by Zabrowski. Durbin had to yank back the tag. And Vasquez just able to avoid it. It looked like that was the right call by Jalen Goodman out there. Throw beat him, but he slid behind the tag, which helped him get an extra second where he could get that foot in there. So Vasquez steals third. It was not a double steal as Piper's still at first base. It'll be a swipe bag for Vasquez. One out in the inning after Manzueta punches out. And that'll be the nine-hitter to Logan Allen. Charleston trying to add to their lead with the 9-batter at the plate. Strickland can get through the inning with a double play. Stolen base number 11 for Vasquez. He has not been caught yet. First pitch is down and away, 1-0. And that's something we didn't see a whole lot of in the first three games of this series and all the contests Augusta won. They contained the running game very well. Charleston did not steal any bases during that stretch of time and got them out of their game, limited them offensively. They're a team that runs a lot. 1-0 pitch. He tries to bunt and he pushes it foul on the safety squeeze attempt with Vasquez breaking for home. 1-1. Wouldn't be the first time Charleston tried that in this series. Had a bases loaded opportunity back a few nights ago with nobody out. And it was Nick Schnell who dropped down a bunt and pushed it down the left side to bring in a run. Break-even pitch, he shows again and pushes it in front of home. Zabrowski has it, and he will tag out Vasquez. Safety squeeze on again, but a bunt that maybe dropped a foot in front of home plate. Zabrowski just picked it up, turned his head, and put a tag on Willie Vasquez coming right at him. And they will wipe it out on the squeeze bunt attempt that fails. Allen will get to first base. Up to second goes Piper, but more importantly, Vasquez does not score. Who was running as soon as the contact was made off the bat, but it did not work out. Didn't push the bunt far enough. If you get it a few extra feet in front of home, he's probably scoring. And now two on, two out for Ryan Spikes. First pitch is on the outside corner, letter high, and it's 0-1. Some action in the bullpen for Augusta. Luis Vargas has gotten up for the Green Jackets. And what might be a combo start with him and Strickland today? 0-1. Spikes, nubs it foul off the end of the bat, down the first base side, 0-2. A lot of traffic behind Strickland this inning, but has a try and chance now with one more strike and one more out to get through it with nothing scoring. Big help to his defense, tagging out Vasquez, coming home on the safety squeeze. No balls and two strikes. Strickland kicks and throws. Spikes takes one in the dirt. Zabrowski keeps it close as Piper retreats to second. He's about halfway to third. Remains 1-2 with two on and two outs. And the difference between a safety and suicide squeeze, for those of you wondering, safety squeeze, you go on contact for the runner at third. Suicide, you're going as soon as it's thrown, and that puts all the pressure on the hitter to get it down. If he misses, that's why they call it suicide. You get caught in the middle of no man's land. 1-2 pitch is fought off the other way, out of play by Spikes. Stays 1-2 on pitch 45 of the game for Sam Strickland. As Luis Vargas continues to get loose. When you factor in the off day tomorrow, certainly gives this coaching staff for Augusta and for Charleston to be a little more aggressive with their pitchers and how they want to use them today. Get the rotation set for the next series in Fayetteville. 1-2. Spikes grounds one towards second. Geraldo Quintero will scoop up the top pop. Flip over to first, and Backstrom able to just keep the spike on the bag to throw out Ryan Spikes. Had the stretch out in the wide throw, but he makes the catch. And Strickland deals a scoreless second inning. Inning and a half now in the books. It's still Charleston 1, Augusta nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
One nothing game still. Charleston on top here in the bottom of the second inning. Sam Strickland with a couple guys on and nobody out allows nothing. Got a key defensive play on a safety squeeze attempt that did not work out for the River Dogs as they tagged out the incoming runner, Willie Vasquez, out at home. On a bunt, maybe a foot in front of the plate. Zabrowski nice heads up play to get the runner coming for home. Keeps it 1-0. And Strickland had to work a little bit in that last inning, but gets through it. A couple of key ground outs and a strikeout as Davion Whittle returns back to the hill for the Charleston River Dogs here in the finale game of this series. If Charleston's able to win today, they'll make it three in a row to exit SRP Park, coming up with a series split after dropping the first three, avoiding what would possibly be their first series loss of the season. They only lost one in the regular season all of last year. That was the final series they played in against Down East. However, returned the favor by beating them in the championship series to earn the title. Green Jackets a win. They'll earn the series victory over Charleston. That would hurt the River Dogs' chances of the first half title. Currently two back of Myrtle Beach with three to go after today. Righty-lefty to Stephen Polini. First pitch to the left-handed batter is too tall for ball one. River Dogs are two back, but they own the tiebreaker over Myrtle Beach if they are tied by next Thursday as Polini swings through the 1-0 pitch. One ball, one strike. River Dogs own the head-to-head. 5-4 over Myrtle Beach. Those two game teams that play competitive matchups. 1-1 pitch up and in, 2-1. But if Myrtle Beach is able to hold on and get the title, they may send Augusta a bouquet of roses. When this series began, the two teams were tied. 2-1. A swing and a miss. One-handed cut by Pelini. 2-2. Everdogs came in with the edge when the series started, but Green Jackets beat them three straight times. Help Myrtle Beach get a couple games up on them. Ball two, strike two. Whittle kicks and throws. A swing and a foul off the catcher's mitt of Piper. And stays 2-2 to Pelini. Had a hit yesterday and does so in his last three games now. As they're still looking at home plate and dust it off, there's still something that has their interest in the batter's box. And Blake Butera and the umpires was still chatting about it in between that last half inning. Two balls, two strikes to the five-hitter. Stephen Pelini with the River Dogs up 1-0. Whittle, the over-the-head wind-up, 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. His first strikeout of the ball game is a fastball by Pelini as he gets the K on six pitches. And there's one away for Adam Zabrowski.
Catcher number 28, Adam Zabrowski.
Zabrowski facing Davion Whittle for the second time this week as the catcher's back in there after a day off yesterday. First pitch fastball fired in there by Whittle. That's 0-1. An RBI double against him. Also in this series, Zabrowski's hit a home run. A 1 pitch is fought off to the right side. A looper in foul territory. Seymour will not catch up to it by a couple of steps that's by him. And it's 0-2, though, to Adam Zabrowski. And Victor De Hoyos is now the catching duo for the Green Jackets. That's how it finished up here last year. Jusper Estrada released from the club earlier this week. De Hoyos is back now from AAA Gwinnett as the 0-2 pitch is lined to left. Well struck. Going back late on it is Logan Allen, but he'll make the catch just in front of the track. That one took off on him, looked like he was going to be right at him. And as he played it, he had to sprint back near the track to make the catch as it was just in on the hands of Zabrowski. Shows off that strength, though. Gave that one a ride. And there are two gone for Connor Blair. River Dogs 1, Green Jackets nothing. The team that has scored first the last five games have won. First pitch to Blair is grounded weakly to short. Carson Williams will collect, flip, and take care of Blair. For a 1-2-3 inning for Davion Whittle. A strikeout, a lineout, and a ground out in the infield. Makes it a perfect inning for Davion Whittle. Two innings complete. Charleston 1, Augusta nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
The medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back with you on this Father's Day from SRP Park in North Augusta. Still 1-0 Charleston. At the top of their orders coming up, Carson Williams, Mason Auer, Nick Schnell, the 2-3-4 hitters. Right now a first inning unearned run that came in for the River Dogs on a drop pop-up. Here's the difference in the game so far. Sam Strickland is out for his third inning. 46 pitches through the first two. He's thrown 32 strikes. A lot of long battles. Got some traffic behind him last inning, but worked through it all thanks to some nice defense. As Williams starts it from the right side against the lefty Strickland, first pitch is fired in the dirt, and it's ball one. Williams a ground out to third his last time up. has had an excellent series and a strong year. 8 home runs he's driven in 30 for the first round pick from last year. 1-0 pitch is lined deep to left, moving over Blair. He'll play this one on a hop. He cuts it off as Carson Williams has another base hit. Just continues to hit. And what is his 10th hit of the series? Now 10 for 24. As he starts the inning by sending one down the left field side. Luis Vargas back up in the bullpen throwing for Augusta. And what's likely a shorter start by design for Strickland. As he builds up that arm stamina, you'll likely see him get stressed out over the course of the year. Mason Auerbach's first pitch to the three hitter is a strike right at the knees. And the count is nothing and one. And Vargas, the starter on Tuesday's game. Likely going to make an appearance at some point for Strickland. Probably at a pitch limit today. Nothing in one. Strickland's pitch to Auer is strike two. Same spot, same result as he goes back to the gas. No balls and two strikes. Auer struck out against Strickland. One of two punch outs the lefty has so far. Got him on three pitches back in the opening inning. Nothing in two. Modest lead off of first for Williams, and he'll throw over there as he dives back in. Still 0-2 to Auer. He's just shy of 30 RBIs on the season. Currently third on the club behind Williams and Bobby Seymour, who's got 42. That's the second best mark in all the league. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss again. Strickland gets Auer for the second time today, and he's gotten him both times on just three pitches. He has made quick work of the three hitter today, not picking the baseball up well against Strickland. Can do that to a lot of the hitters with the deception he brings. One away for Nick Schnell. Got a lefty-lefty matchup. It's the dangerous cleanup batter who's made his mark this week. Strickland would love to get one on the ground here. A chance to turn a double play. And another throw over to first. Williams backstanding this time as Backstrom applies a tag. 1-0 Charleston. Green Jackets being out hit 3-1. And again, that lone run for the River Dogs in the first came in as unearned. And what looked like a play that was going to get the Green Jackets out of the inning was dropped. It's still a long way to go. First pitch is a strike to Schnell, and it's 0-1. Can't take more than one run. You'd figure it'd be a very good Charleston team. River Dogs 22 games over 500. They entered this series with 7 under their belt consecutively won. Green Jackets snapped that and put them on a losing streak. A 1 pitch is down and in. 1 ball, 1 strike. Strickland looking to pick up the pace on the mound. Got 10 on the pitch timer. Williams gets a 2-step lead off of first. Break-even pitch. Schnell takes from the dirt. Good block by Zabrowski. Keeps it in front. Uses that chest protector. 2-1. And no team has haunted the Green Jackets over the last year and a half than this Charleston team. One that beat them 24 times last year in 30 meetings. Including 2 sweeps in their ballpark. A throw over again. Strickland continues to contain the run game as he's checking on Williams. Back standing up. 2-1 still. And the Green Jackets have found a bit of a groove against this team. 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Williams. The pitch home is laced to right field. Coming on is Morton. He'll play it on a bounce. Williams couldn't keep going. Had to make sure that got down. He'll get the second base. And it's first and second once again with one out for Charleston. Second consecutive inning, they have put 2 base runners aboard against Strickland. And it was a similar recipe for them last time they faced Strickland. However, none of those runners really came in to score. Strickland did a nice job working with runners on the base paths, and he'll get another lefty at the plate. And Bobby Seymour, big swing and first baseman, has been quiet this week. Has not driven in any runs. Draft pick last year out of Wake Forest is Seymour. First pitch from Strickland to him. He's going to tail outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Comes in as one of the top home run men in the history of the program. Former ACC Player of the Year in 2019. Right before the COVID year, had 92 RBIs that year. And inside move to second, but Williams not that far off the bat. Conley not holding him on either. 1 ball and no strikes. Was the 7th player all-time in Wake Forest history to accomplish that. 92 RBIs, that's very tough to do in a college season. Considering you're not playing every day like you are here as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back into the screen. 1 ball, 1 strike. I told you how good he was in 2019. You go to his last year there, which was in 2021, had more home runs, had 21 of them, compared to 9 in 2019. And here they had 40 more RBIs in his Player of the Year season, as there's a swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs. 1-2. A threat he can be when you got runners on the base pass like he does here. Now Williams at second, Schnell at first, one out in the inning, 1-0. Charleston the score here in the third. Mostly straight-up defense for the Green Jackets against the lefty. The pitch to Seymour is swung and fouled off the mitt of Adam Zabrowski. Stays 1-2. Now Strickland looking to get that double play ball. Got a key one back in his Tuesday appearance out of the bullpen. And a guy who normally lives down in the zone. And you got a good three-pitch mix, a fastball, slider, changeup. He's used all three effectively today. A 1-2 pitch. A changeup swung through and missed. Big punch out for Sam Strickland. Wins the battle with Seymour as he strikes him out for the second time. His fifth K, and that looks like that'll be it for Strickland as he's right at 60 pitches. That was his limit for today. As Perez will pop out of the dugout, and the skipper for Augusta likely going to take the ball from his starter. He was throwing the ball well, but again, working him back in. He was on the injured list for about a month with that splinter issue, or the blister issue, I should say. As he will exit this game, Perez will take the baseball, and he will get a pat on the back on his way out. Luis Vargas will enter for him. 1-0 Charleston here in the third inning with 2 outs and 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Luis Vargas takes over with 2 outs here in the top of the third inning. 2 2/3 on the mound for starter Sam Strickland. Threw 60 pitches. That was his limit for today. As Vargas will get set to face Willy Vasquez. 2 inherited runners off of Strickland. A couple of singles and Carson Williams. And Nick Schnell are out there in a 1-0 lead for Charleston here on this Father's Day. As the starter from Tuesday's contest takes over in relief. First pitch to Vasquez. He had a big cut, but he missed. 0-1. Vargas earned his second consecutive win as a starter last time out against Charleston through 5 innings on Tuesday. Struck out 5 with 2 walks. 0-1 pitch is spiked in the dirt. Good backhanded stop by Zabrowski. Great hands and great instincts behind the play. Keeps it in front of him and prevents the wild pitch. Now one that was well off the plate. 1-1. Vargas earned a win last week. The first of the season for him in Columbia last week. Followed that up with a victory on Tuesday. Williams takes off for third. The pitch is popped up, though. Near second base, Cal Conley fights the sun as the shortstop is underneath. He's got it, and that will do it for Charleston in the top half of the third. So they get 2 on via 2 singles, but Luis Vargas escapes the inning by inheriting the 2 runners and keeping them out there. 2.5 complete. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Charleston on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Kai Backstrom will make his first appearance of the series for Augusta. He'll face Davion Whittle to start the bottom of the third. 1-0 Charleston on top here in the series finale on this beautiful Father's Day afternoon. As Mekhi Backstrom's in there from the left side. Over the head windup. First pitch from Whittle as a changeup swung through and missed. And zone one. First appearance for Backstrom in the series. Just completed his 5-game suspension with that coming from his involvement in the scuffle with Columbia last week as Backstrom takes one down and away. 1-1. The guy's been very anxious to get back in there. He's having a nice run at the plate. Just wrong place, wrong time. And now he's in there with a 1-1. 1-1 count on him as the pitch to him is a check swing down and in. They will ask. He did not go. Says Jalen Goodman down at first. 2-1. Average just under 200 for Mekhi with 5 homers and 24 driven in. As Whittle deals the over-the-head pitch again as it's down and in once more. Doing a changeup once again, 3-1. Green Jackets with just one hit so far. That was from Cal Conley. He is due up fourth in the inning. We'll need a base runner to get him a shot. 3-1. He is way outside, and Backstrom works an easy 5-pitch walk. 4 pitches that were well outside the strike zone. Backstrom is down. First free pass issued up by Davion Whittle, and now it'll be Caden Morton. He has quietly swung a very good bat as of late for Augusta. And that 9-hole spot had another hit yesterday. Came on the heels of a 9-pitch at-bat late in the contest. While Augusta was trying to mount a comeback. Backstrom at first. First pitch to Morton is a little high. 1-0. Morton 4-for-11 this week. With a double, he has driven in 2. Both of those came on a 2-run double back in Wednesday's game. And a 4-0 shutout for Augusta. The 1-0 pitch. Morton takes one inside. He jumps out of the way. Another miss by Whittle, and it's 2-0. His command's been sharp through the first 8 previous batters prior to Backstrom. Hadn't walked anybody. A lot of contact on the ground. 2-0 to the 9-hitter. Whittle deals the pitch, and it's right in there. It's a fastball over. 2-1. Morton over his last 2 weeks now is 10-for-27. Had a great week in Columbia in the last road series. Has brought that here to this home ballpark as the 2-1 pitch is cut on and missed. Tied him up inside with a fastball, 2-2. Trying to set the table for Caleb Durbin, who's on deck. The leadoff man for Augusta as the Green Jackets are down 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Double play defense up the middle for the River Dogs as Whittle, the righty, looks in and fires. And he missed in the dirt. That'll skip in front of Piper, the catcher. Backstrom does not run. 3-2. As that average is nearing 200 for Morton. On paper, doesn't look that good, but the peripherals will tell you he has been playing some good baseball, one of the top Green Jacket hitters. Over the last month or so, he's put together a very good month of June. 3-2. It's low and in the dirt. That'll get away from Piper. It's 4. Backstrom turns around second. He's going to head for 3. Here comes the throw, and it's not going to be there in time. Great heads up base running by Mekhi Backstrom. Piper couldn't find the baseball. Morton gets first base on the free pass. Backstrom saw Piper get to it late and tried to stretch that walk by going from second to third, and he gets in there. And just like that, the Green Jackets are in business on back-to-back walks by Davion Whittle. Just one of those moments that froze Kenny Piper, the catcher. He had no idea where the ball was and had a late jump to it. Backstrom saw it the entire way, and he was sprinting to second and continued on to third as he gets in there. So runners on the corner for the top RBI man, Caleb Durbin. Great speed at both bags. Backstrom in third, Morton now at first. First pitch to Durbin, a half swing. He could not hold up on a devastating breaking ball from Davion Whittle as he threw him one in the dirt. Looks like Durbin was sitting on a fastball and got crossed up instead. Good pitching by Will to get up in the count. 38 RBIs, four home runs for Durbin. And another prime spot here. 0-1. A fastball just off the outside corner, about a letter high. One ball, one strike. Durbin with just two hits this week, but he's driven in three. A home run and a two-run hit. 1-1 pitch. That is a strike. 1-2. As he continues to be opportunistic in these spots right here, working as the primary leadoff hitter. He's top five in the Carolina League in RBIs. Behind Kevin Alcantara and Bobby Seymour entering play today. Throw over to first. Morton, not a huge lead, dives back in. As Whittle gives himself a little extra second. One ball and two strikes the count as he's up on Durbin early, who grounded over to Willie Vasquez. His counterpart at third in his first at bat. 1-2. It's in the dirt. He'll skip away from Piper, and Backstrom's going to score to tie the game. So the heads-up base running on the previous wild pitch earns Augusta a run as Backstrom finds his way home. Morton goes to second, and what is now a 1-1 game. Every base matters, and Mekhi Backstrom shows just why right there. Second wild pitch of the inning for Davion Whittle. Double play and now likely out of commission with Morton at second. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Caleb Durbin. Still a chance to drive one in if he can get one to the outfield. 2-2 pitch. A breaking ball chopped towards third. Morton went to third, then scampered back. Throw will go to first. As Durbin is out, Morton just able to retreat. An awkward slide back into the bag. He's still sitting on the deck. And he calls for time. Vasquez was just about to throw to third, but thought better of it. Just a tough throwing angle. Got to be perfect, too. One of those, if you go there, you got to get the out, because if you don't get them, you're not getting anybody. Made the out. Look Durbin back, or look Morton back, I should say. So second 5-3 put out today for Caleb Durbin. Cal Conley now bats with Morton in scoring position with one out. The pitch to Conley is an inside corner strike as Whittle gets up on the two-hitter. Green Jackets have manufactured a run here in the second to tie things up without the virtue of a hit. Two walks and a pair of wild pitches. Conley, the switch hitter from the left side, battling against Whittle. A couple looks to second base. 0-1 pitch. Conley fouls one back into the netting. Had a great cut at one. 0-2. Warren Graceby at second. Anything that gets dropped into the outfield has a good chance to score him. Outfield is shallow, though, especially the left side guys. And Logan Allen in left and Mason Auer in center, who normally plays pretty shallow out there. Great defensive outfielder. No balls, two strikes. Whittle looks in and deals the pitch. As Conley sends one in the air to deep center field. Auer retreats. He's going to have room on it. As he backs up, Morton will tag. Here comes the throw. It'll be cut off by Carson Williams as a belly flop dive into third. As he rides it all the way down to third base on the tag up. Went down the water slide on that dive as Conley moves over Morton. And an executed sack fly. Productive out for Conley. Brings Geraldo Quintero to the plate. I just talked about how Auer likes to play shallow out there. That's normally the product of being a really good defensive outfielder. You're more comfortable going back on baseballs. As Geraldo Quintero bats, first pitch is on the inside corner. As the switch hitter's down 0-1. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the third inning. Now, great defensive outfielders are very comfortable sprinting back near the wall. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a bouncer foul off the front leg of Quintero, 0-2. As a result, those guys are a little more comfortable playing shallow, able to charge in on balls. Normally guys who are adjusting out there play a little bit deeper. I'd rather charge in a baseball than run back on it. As the baseball comes in from the outside, as they'll get that back out of play. Brief stoppage, Quintero back in there. 0-2 with Caden Morton at third base with two outs.
Caramo trying to get him in. 0-2 is inside, nearly hit him. Threw him a slider as he jumps out of the way. 1-2. Randall Mosqueda in the on-deck area for Augusta. Good time for a first hit in the inning to give Augusta the lead if Quintero can come away with it. 1-2, down and in again. He jumps out of the way and hits the deck this time. Couldn't quite keep his balance, but he avoids getting hit by the ball. Quintero certainly up there to hit. He does not want to get hit. No hitter ever does. He's not really taking one for the team. Most of these guys are competitors. They'd rather swing the bat and make something happen. 2-2, a bouncing ball towards second. Spikes on two hops, will glove, flip to first, and retire Quintero. To retire the side, Morton does not score, but the Green Jackets do get one to tie it as Mekhi Backstrom comes home on a wild pitch. And through three innings of play, it's now Charleston 1, Augusta 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Moving away through from SRP Park on this Father's Day afternoon. We are tied at one after Mekhi Backstrom scoring a wild pitch. Last half inning, Luis Vargas now gears up for what will be his first full inning on the mound. In between the last half inning there, they did some work to the batter's boxes, repainted them, moisted them up just to make them a little comfortable to stand in. I think they were a little hard near the back of them. It was uncomfortable for hitters to put that back foot on, but they've got them all cleared up now. Thanks to our excellent grounds crew. And we're back and ready to go. It was something they noticed in the first few innings of this game, and now they've just gotten fixed up. Kenny Piper leads it off against Luis Vargas, righty on righty. First pitch fastball is yanked back foul by the Charleston catcher. No balls and a strike. Piper had a long base hit in his first at-bat. He sent one into right field on what was a hit-and-run attempt. However, the runner only went to second base as the 0-1 is outside. One ball, one strike. It's one of those tough occasions where, as a base runner, you're already at second base, but you got to make sure it gets down, so you're thinking about running back to first. Break-even pitch is foul back over the top of us. And it's one ball, two strikes as Vargas gets up in the count. Charleston's been active on the base paths early. They've gotten several men out there. They've stranded five through the first three innings and have put quite a few of them in motion. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung through and missed as he threw him a hook. And Vargas strikes out the leadoff man in Kenny Piper for the first out. Generated a lot of spin on that throw as he put it right on the inner part of the plate. First strikeout for Luis Vargas. And that'll be O'Neill Mansueta to the plate. Number 8 hitter for Charleston. First pitch is rifled to right. Caden Morton, though, right in his tracks, will make the catch. Barely had to move maybe a few steps to his right. That's all. As Mansueta is the second out of the fourth for the River Dogs. And now it'll be Logan Allen. Second start of the season for Sam Strickland. Ends up being a good one for him. Just 2 2/3. He was limited to just 60 pitches today. That gave up just 4 hits, 1 run that was unearned. At the first pitch to Allen, runs inside for a ball. Unearned run in the first inning. Struck out 5. Season best for him with 1 walk. In the 2 2/3 innings he covered. 1-0 pitch, foul back. And it's 1-1 to Allen, who tried to put down a safety squeeze back in the second inning, but his bunt was maybe a good foot in front of home plate. Zabrowski just picked it up and tagged the incoming runner in Willie Vasquez, as there's a breaking ball that missed as Vargas loses his balance off the mound, falls on his backside. Gets up, though, says, "I'm good." I think just put a little too much into that throw. Never a bad thing, though. Comes back with the 2-1 pitch, and it's up and away. 3-1 as the right-hander is down the count. Vargas, a guy who's moved into the rotation for a permanent role, is coming out of the bullpen today and part of a tag team start. 3-1 pitch, a bouncing ball foul, and it'll get near the seating area where it's snagged by a fan on a bounce. 3-2. And Vargas has worked in relief before. He was a starter in Tuesday's game, but opposite roles with Strickland this time. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss as Vargas gassed him up. Back-to-back K's gets him through the inning, and we are through 3.5 from North Augusta. 1-1 our score on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or...
In the bottom of the fourth inning, we are all tied at 1 on this Father's Day afternoon. Davion Whittle to Mesquita. First pitch too high. 1-0 to the cleanup batter. Rolled one over the shortstop, Carson Williams, back to end the first inning. Looking for his first hit today. 1-0 pitch. Rifled the second, but Ryan Spikes right there as he drops down to a knee to make the snag. Can't hit it much harder than Mesquita just did, but directly at the second baseman for Charleston. And a tough walk back to the dugout for him. Those are one of those you just scratch your head and say, "I can't do much more with that." That's great defensive position. He wins the day. And that battle there went away for Stephen Pullini. As Whittle looks for a settle-down inning, first pitch to Pullini. He showed bump but pulled back on a strike on the inside corner. Whittle has retired the last 4. Gave up a run last inning without the virtue of a hit. Walk 2. Backstrom eventually came around on a wild pitch. 0-1 pitch is bunted back foul, and it's quickly 0-2 just like that. And really the key play of that last inning was Mekhi Backstrom, who moved up first to third on the ball 4 pitch to Caden Morton as it got away from Piper. That was a big difference as he came around to score eventually on the wild pitch in the next at bat, as the 0-2 pitch is spoiled foul by Pullini out of play. Stays 0-2. Four hits for Pelini in the series. He's driven in a run. That was back in Thursday's game. A 7-2 victory for Augusta, beaten by five runs. 0-2 pitch is a call. Strike three as Whittle pins one on the inside corner for the backwards K, his second punch out of Pelini. Both of his Ks today have come against the number five hitter for Augusta, as Whittle has quickly retired two here in the bottom half of the fourth. As we remain tied at one, Green Jacket catcher bats on the right side. One of five right-handers in there today for Nestor Perez as the first pitch is swung through and missed. 0-1. Two lefties and two switch hitters in there. Whittle shakes one off. 0-1 pitch to Zabrowski is hit deep to right. Center field going back on it is Mansueta at the track. It is off the top of the wall. Zabrowski heads for second. He's turning for three. Here comes the throw from Auer. It is not going to be in time. A three-bagger for Adam Zabrowski just got underneath the tag of Willie Vasquez. And a big-time running effort by Zabrowski gets him all the way to third base. Went off the top of the right center wall and got past both Mansueta and Auer. And Auer picked it up and threw a bullet to third base on a one-hop. And Zabrowski with an excellent head-first dive able to get in there. He is now 90 feet away for Connor Blair. First pitch to Connor is right in there, 0-1. And Zabrowski was putting everything he had in that dash to third base. His second triple of the year. Green Jackets now have 26 as a squad. 0-1 pitch is down low and away, 1-1. That was one when you saw it roll in front of both Auer and Mansueta. I had a great chance to turn that into three. And Zabrowski emptied the tank on his way to third base. 1-1 pitch is down and away. Two balls and one strike as Whittle just barely misses. That one a foot or two away from being his second home run of the week. Want to put Augusta out in front. 2-1. Breaking ball tap foul by Blair as he reached across the plate for it. Two balls, two strikes. The Mekhi Backstrom waiting next. Still tied at one. Second hit today for Augusta. Their first since the first inning. And Cal Conley had one. Zabrowski's triple keeps the inning going. Pitch 64 for Whittle. The 2-2 is in the dirt, and it gets away from Piper. And for the second time, the Green Jackets score on a wild pitch. Piper had no idea where the ball went again. It went up against the Green Jacket dugout by third. Not that it would have mattered anyway, but Zabrowski scores with relative ease, and his two-out triple earns Augusta another run. They have their first lead of the afternoon. Piper was looking all the way around for it, threw up the shoulder and said, where'd it go? Lost another wild pitch. 3-2 offering. It's in the dirt. He lost him. And Connor Blair draws the free pass. And the Green Jackets have small-balled their way to a 2-1 lead here in the Sunday finale, trying to hand the Charleston River Dogs their first series defeat of the 2022 season. And essentially, if they can get the win today, put a major dent in their chances to win the first half title, two back of Myrtle Beach with three to go after today. First offering to Backstrom is down and in. One ball and no strikes. Myrtle Beach comes in with a magic number of three starting play today. Or four, check that. A combination of wins by the Pelicans and losses by the River Dogs. If they reach that number, they will win the first half and clinch the automatic playoff spot in the South Division, meaning they'd also get home field for the playoff series. They come up in the middle of September. One ball, no strikes. To Mekhi Backstrom. Whittle's pitch to him is hit in the air, deep to left field, slicing over, but playable for Logan Allen as he makes the catch and retires the side. So Davion Whittle allows another run to score on a wild pitch as the two-out triple by Adam Zabrowski ends up putting Augusta out in front through four complete. Now it's the Green Jackets 2, River Dogs 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Jackets have their first lead of the afternoon as the RBI triple by Adam Zabrowski sets them up to score on a wild pitch with two outs. 2-1 the new score. Augusta has scored in back-to-back innings. Top of the order due up for Charleston. Luis Vargas against Ryan Spikes. Righty on righty. First pitch from Luis is a swing and a miss. Got him out in front of a slider. And it's 0-1. Green Jackets fell down 1-0 after the first. Now two runs on two hits has them a 2-1 lead. A one pitch spikes off the barrel. It sends one deep to left field, and we are going to be tied on a home run by Ryan Spikes. Hit off the top of the yellow padding and came back in off the fencing, and Spikes on a second home run just like that has tied this game at two. Barreled that one up and just got enough distance on it as Spikes evens us up here in the fifth inning. By less than a foot, that one got out. If it hits the yellow padding and bounces back in, that is not a home run. But if it bounces over and gets knocked back in by something else, it is a home run. So we are tied at two runs apiece as Vargas allows the home run. Carson Williams now fouls the first pitch back out of play. 0-1. Vargas has thrown the ball well this year. Home run ball hell has gotten him a little bit. That's the eighth home run he's allowed this year. Almost on the team. 0-1 pitch, a 3/4 swing as he crossed up Williams, looking for something else and got a fastball instead. And the count is quickly 0-2. Comes back with the 0-2 pitch, a shot to the right side, a second hit of the day for Carson Williams. Certified hitting machine, his 11th of the week here in Augusta. As he shoots one the opposite way, and back-to-back hits against Vargas. Both hard hits starts the fifth inning for Charleston.
Center fielder Mason Auer.
Brings up Mason Auer, who certainly is not all that upset to see Sam Strickland out of the game for Augusta. He struck out twice against him. And now gets a bout with Luis Vargas on the mound. Vargas looks for the double play ball. Green Jackets are shaded that way up the middle. First pitch cut on a miss by Auer. Had a huge cut in its 0-1. And those home runs are just an arbitrary part of Luis Vargas. He has been very good this year, especially since moving to that starter's role. Has always been able to go deep into games, throw a lot of strikes. As the 0-1 is in the dirt, it skips in front of Zabrowski. Off to second goes Williams, and Zabrowski will pump a throw down. As it went to the left of Mason Auer, had forced a bit of an obstacle for Zabrowski to get around him. He's entitled to the batter's box, can't just go through him. And Carson Williams, who had an excellent jump off of first, ends up in scoring position. So now the go-ahead run for the River Dogs stands at second with nobody out for Mason Auer. He's looking for a pick-me-up himself at the plate. 0-2 with the two Ks. Break-even pitch inside as he gets backed out. Two balls and a strike. His 55th game of the season. He's tied with Carson Williams for the most on the team. Has driven in just under 30. Four homers to go along with 29 RBIs. Another fastball inside. It's 3-1. As Vargas now falling into some dangerous territory with the middle of the order coming up. Nick Schnell and Bobby Seymour, the next two hitters, and what is now a tie game at two. The 3-1, a swing and a miss. Big cut by Auer, count goes full. Got some gas from the crowd out there. Plenty of them wearing bucket hats today, some nice ones. Gave those away to the first 1,000 here at the ballpark. 3-2 pitch is grounded up the middle. Quintero's behind the bag, he'll play it. Williams goes to third as they throw out Auer. That one was smacked right past Luis Vargas, but well positioned was Geraldo Quintero to make the play and throw him out. A productive one, though, for Williams as he moves 90 feet away. Another sharp hit ball by the River Dogs this one. This inning off the bat of Mason Auer. Yes, he is retired. Infield going to move in for Augusta. A bit of a pull shift down for Nick Schnell. Open left side of the infield. First pitch, the cleanup batter's a swing and a miss. Throws him a big curveball. And it's 0-1. Schnell has reached twice. He was the beneficiary of the error. That scored the opening and in run for Charleston. A drop pop-up in the infield. 0-1 pitch. Another wave and a miss. Threw a changeup out over the plate, but got him on his front foot, and it's 0-2. This would be a key opportunity for Luis Vargas to pick up a strikeout as Schnell's going to reset the gears here and call for time. They can get him at the plate. Keeps Williams at third with an out then. Anywhere could get Augusta through the inning. 0-2 pitch, waved again, but fouled back this time as it's into the top deck. Still 0-2. Trying to contain Nick Schnell, who's had a huge week here at North Augusta with three home runs. 0-2 pitch is served down the right field line. That is a foul ball, just barely by a couple of feet. Nice easy swing and dragged it down the line. But just a tad early with Schnell, and once again, he'll face an 0-2 pitch. Vargas trying to put him away. He struck out two in his opening inning last time up. Struck out Kenny Piper and Logan Allen in the fourth. Now has an 0-2 count to Nick Schnell, the designated hitter. Here's the 0-2, and down he goes. Got a fastball by him, and Schnell, and about face back to the dugout, is a key second out for Vargas here in the fifth. His third punch out, and now he's got to conquer Bobby Seymour. Top RBI man for Charleston this season has been held in check all week. Seymour is 1-for-11 this series, has not driven in a run. First pitch to him is a half swing, couldn't hold up on one in the dirt. As Vargas points to the home plate umpire immediately in that and says he went. He sure did. It's 0-1. Seymour 0-for-2 today with two strikeouts. A guy who had a great series in Charleston when these two teams met up there about a month ago. Had a lot of long hits that hit off the wall and one that made it over. 0-1 pitch, yanked foul down the first base side, and Vargas now has Seymour down 0-2. Trying to keep Carson Williams at third base. It was a home run by Ryan Spikes to start this inning. That tied things up at two. Charleston is out hitting Augusta 6-2 at about the halfway point. But runs are even. No balls, two strikes. Here comes Luis Vargas. And he struck him out looking. Froze him with a breaking ball. And Vargas walks the tightrope and strikes out a pair to end the inning as he strands the go-ahead run at third base. Charleston does tie it on the home run, and we are halfway home from SRP Park. Green Jackets 2, River Dogs 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening.
Bell takes over for Charleston as something's going on here. It looks like he's got to get a new glove. Home plate umpire said that one is not going to work for me. So Cordero Real is about to take over for Davion Whittle. Has something on his glove, and he'll have to get a new one. As he was in the midst of his warm-up tosses before Charles Willen interrupted him, but we are tied at two here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And out comes Blake Butera, manager for Charleston, as they win a new glove for Cordero Real. Bringing it in from the bullpen, but again, there's something on that glove that Charles Willing saw and says, that's not going to work for me. You have that foreign substance thing you look for where pitchers use kind of any sort of thing they can put on the ball, grip it, and they try and hide it. Not sure if that was the case there, but he'll have to get a new glove, and he's got one now as he takes over on the mound for Davion Whittle, who's done for the day. More on him in just a second. As Cordero Real is on for the 19th time this year. He's tossed 24 and two-thirds with a 1-1 record. Earned run average just over 2.5 with 34 strikeouts. Appeared earlier in this series. Back in the opener, he threw a scoreless inning, struck out two, retired all three batters he faced. As a Yundi, Cordero Real will come in to face Caden Morton, Caleb Durbin, and Cal Conley. Even at two apiece. Green Jackets have two runs on two wild pitches today. As Mekhi Backstrom and Adam Zabrowski each scored on one. Cordero Real's first pitch of the nine hitter, Caden Morton, is inside for a ball. And it's one ball, no strikes. Ryan Spike scoring the first inning on an error for Charleston. Just hit a home run last inning to tie it. 1-0 pitch, a wave and a foul by Caden Morton. One ball and one strike. Drew a walk last time up against Davion Whittle, who's done in this game. His final line, four innings, two hits, two runs, both earned, two strikeouts and three walks. 1-1 pitch is a strike as he threw him a changeup as Cordero Real gets up on Morton. He's ready to go from the stretch. Timer at seven for the pitcher as he starts his windup and deals the 1-2 as Morton sends one sharply on the ground to short. Carson Williams will gobble it up and take care of Morton for the first out of the fifth. Hit that one sharply, but right to where Carson Williams was standing. 6-3 on the putout to open the inning. And now atop the order in Caleb Durbin.
Third baseman, number 50, Caleb Durbin.
And what's been a competitive Sunday finale here on Father's Day, and you couldn't ask for better weather either, especially in the middle of June. First pitch is chopped to short. Williams will have another shot as he scoops it up with the glove side, and he'll throw out Durbin. And there are two up and two down. Five pitches, two on the ground for Cordero Real, and now he has a chance to get through this inning in just three batters with Cal Conley coming up. Third time today, Durbin has grounded out to the left side of the infield. Willie Vasquez got him the first couple times at third. This is Williams at short this time. So two outs, game tied at two. Cal Conley the batter, one for two today. Has one of the two hits for Augusta as the first pitch to him is in the dirt on a slider from Cordero Real. Conley's got a hit, and Adam Zabrowski had a triple last inning that led Augusta to take their first lead on eventual wild pitch. 1-0. Conley checked his swing, laid off another breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Conley's had a big week, including a 4-for-4 performance on Friday night. 2-0 pitch is a strike. Inside corner, 2-1. And I talked to Cal a few weeks ago, and asked him, you know, how are you feeling at the plate? You're hitting the ball hard a lot, but you're not getting the results maybe that you'd hope for with all that contact. At the 2-1's a half swing, couldn't hold up on another breaking ball down low. 2-2. Now, something he's not worried about, and as most professional hitters are, when you hit the ball consistently hard like he does, eventually it's all going to average out for you, and you're going to come through with hits, and that's been the case for him lately as the 2-2 pitch is a little down off the inside corner. Cordero Real and the rest of the Charleston infield thought they had strike three. Good take by Cal. And the count goes full. That's the one thing about baseball. Everything just kind of has its way of working out one way or another. 3-2 pitch. Conley fouls one back as he shortens his swing. The guy really chokes up in two strike pitches. Tries to make contact. Not one up there looking for walks all that much. This guy loves to hit. Top prospect in the Braves system. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. And that'll take care of the Green Jackets. 1-2-3 in the fifth. A couple groundouts and a strikeout for Cordero Real. And we are through five now from SRP Park. It's 2-2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Belts with you from SRP Park in North Augusta. Series finale, Green Jackets and River Dogs is tied at 2. Here in the sixth inning, Luis Vargas will head back to the mound. He'll get the bottom portion of the order for Charleston, starting up with Willie Vasquez. 0-1 today as Vargas is set to work. 2-2 the score. Charleston up in the hit department, 6-2. Vargas against the righty Vasquez. First pitch, got him waving at one in the dirt. As he throws a breaking ball to start, no balls and a strike. The number 6 hitter for Charleston drew a walk earlier in this game. Popped up to Cal Conley to end inning number 3. As the 0-1 spinner lands again on the outside corner, and Vargas is up 0-2 on Vasquez. We struck out a pair of batters to end the 5th with a runner at 3rd. 0-2, a big bouncer to short. Conley will pick it up before it hits the dirt and fire on to 1st to take care of Vasquez. Avoids that in-between hop, and Conley sure-handed over there. Takes care of the third baseman for the River Dogs, and there is one out for Kenny Piper. And plenty of strikeouts today for the Augusta pitcher. Sam Strickland went 2 2/3 as the short starter today. Struck out 5. Luis Vargas, as now he's working in his second full inning of work, has 4 of them. Yeah, the pitch is in the dirt. 1 ball, no strikes. And Vargas, a normal starter by Trey, going to be extended here. Certainly a role he's not unfamiliar with. 1-0 pitch. That's a strike, belt high. 1 ball, 1 strike as he came back with a heater. Piper 1-2, had a single but struck out last time when he faced Vargas in the 4th. 1-1 pitch is up and in. 2 balls and a strike. And Vargas looks sharp and energized out there. Working out of the stretch exclusively. Here's the 2-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. Got a big cut at one as the catcher for Charleston. 2-2 with a 2-2 score here on the top of the 6th. Green Jackets looking for their 4th home series win this year. And it's one of the toughest teams in the league. 2-2. A half swing. Thought about one in the dirt, but laid off. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Got a slight clutch from Piper. As the right-handed hitting catcher. Looks to be a 1-out base runner here with O'Neill Manzueta on deck. 3-2. A grounder foul. Down the third base side. He turned on it early. Shoots it down near the bullpen for Augusta, where it'll make its way into the corner. Count remains full of the Piper. Here comes the 7th pitch of the at-bat. And a swing and a foul off the mitt of Zabrowski. Got a piece of his chest protector as well. Remains 3-2. Metal Vargas just trying to win out there. That was his 43rd pitch upon his entrance. And has thrown 32 for strikes. He's been very much pinpoint with his command here this afternoon. Rocks back and deals the 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball up and in. He lost him. Tried to put him away on the spinner, but lost the grip of it. And Piper is on. 1-out base runner here for Charleston. representing the go-ahead run here in the sixth.
Right fielder O'Neill Manzueta.
Hangs up O'Neill Manzueta with a runner at first. Vargas trying to get one on the ground from him. Neither team has hit into a double play today. First pitch to the righty Manzueta is a little low as he starts him with a fastball, 0-1. Through the first five innings, Charleston has stranded six, Green Jackets only three. Product of the hit difference so far on this one. 1-0 pitch, sharply hit left side past Conley and into left field. A base hit for O'Neill Manzueta as he strikes it hard again. And there are once again two on, one out for Charleston as they've got another inning with multiple guys out there. Seventh hit of the game for the River Dogs brings up the nine hitter Logan Allen. Got the ground ball you're looking for, but that one hit like a missile off the bat. And Conley, who was shaded a little bit more towards second on that one, looking for the double play. And he just get by him. Vargas still in a spot where a double play can get him through the inning. This is the key batter right here, and the nine hitter, Logan Allen. At the top of the order due next, which has done most of the damage today, especially Ryan Spikes and Carson Williams, the top two hitters. Both have reached twice. First pitch to Allen, up and in, and the helmet flies off. As he'll collect it in front of home plate, one ball, no strikes. A little chin music there from Luis Vargas. Guy who's more of a fly ball pitcher by trade just based off what he throws. Fastball slider combo mostly with a changeup. 1-0. Throws a high fastball up and over the top again. Two balls and no strikes. As Vargas putting himself in a bit of a danger zone here. Two on with one out with the 2-0 count to the nine hitter. Allen reached on a fielder's choice on a bunt attempt. However, it didn't go right for him on the squeeze attempt as the 2-0 is down and away. 3-0. As Vargas having a tough time with the command, something that's not normally an issue for him. And now trying to battle back against Allen. Good hitter's count. And he will step off and go through the signs again. One gone in the inning and a tie game at two. Top of the order is next for the River Dogs. 3-0. A breaking ball going to hit him. And that's a tough ball four for Logan Allen. He'll take his base and the River Dogs, on the virtue of a walk, a single, and a hit batter, have loaded the bases for Ryan Spikes. And that'll bring out pitching coach Mike Steed as there's now movement in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. On their third base side, Juan Mateo and Tyler Owens both to pick up a ball, but it'll be Owens to head on the mound as he's likely going to be the next man up. And Vargas trying to set him up for the seventh, perhaps, in what could still be at the minimum a tie game. Mike Stegan trying to calm down Vargas, who is now in a tough spot here. And Vargas has been a guy we've seen it already today. He can work himself out of trouble with his strikeout ability. Charleston, after tying the game last inning on the home run by the man currently coming up to the plate and Ryan Spikes, he struck out the next two batters with a runner at third and Carson Williams, got both Nick Schnell and Bobby Seymour to evade any further damage in the inning, and now faces a key spot here in Spikes, who has been productive today, 2-for-3, and has scored both runs for Charleston. Doubled in the first and eventually scored on the error, and then hit a home run last inning. Hit that home run off of Vargas, who's now looking to win the second bout with him. Draft pick last year by the Tampa Bay Rays and Ryan Spikes, who's been held in check pretty much all series but has unleashed today on the Green Jackets pitchers. First offering, breaking ball way high again. All over the place in the last batter plus now. One ball, no strikes. To the Georgia native, Ryan Spikes at the plate. 1-0. Fastball inside. Two balls, no strikes. Six straight pitches outside the zone for Vargas. Nowhere to put him. Run forces, walk forces in a run. Infield back for Augusta. They're going to go for the double play and try and double up Spikes to end the inning. 2-0. Down and away. And the count is 3-0. Back against the wall for Luis Vargas here. One more bad pitch, and Charleston is going to take the lead with Spikes not taking the bat off the shoulder. 3-0. Vargas' pitch is too low, and it's a four-pitch walk that forces in the go-ahead run for the River Dogs. And Vargas, beside himself on the mound, he's just lost his command in his last two batters. And now Charleston, who was down 2-1 briefly, has retaken the lead 3-2. And now here comes Nestor Perez. It's one of those spots. He's thrown 8 consecutive pitches outside the zone. And Tyler Owens hasn't thrown a whole lot in the bullpen. He just got up before the last batter spikes after the walk to load the bases. And now Owens is going to come in a challenging spot here with Carson Williams coming up. And Perez will take the ball from Vargas, who pitched well. And just having a tough time getting through this inning, as Charleston has now just taken the lead on the bases loaded walk to spikes. Carson Williams coming up with the bases loaded and one out. Tyler Owens will be the man to face him. We'll set him up when we return on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Tax Slayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Tax Slayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Tax Slayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Tax Slayer today. See why Tax Slayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. Tax Slayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Tax Slayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Tax Slayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Tax Slayer today. See why Tax Slayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Very tough spot here for Augusta. Bases full of River Dog. They just took the lead on a bases loaded walk. And Owens, who's coming off his first save of his professional career last time up against Charleston on Wednesday, is going to come in here with the dangerous Carson Williams coming to the plate. And just one out in the inning. And one of the top weapons out of the bullpen for Augusta is on to face him. Righty on righty. Owens against Williams. First pitch fastball is a strike. Knee high, and Williams drops his head immediately. Not a huge fan of the call. As a result, he's down 0-1. 14th appearance for Owens. Earned run average just over 3.5. Has had a dominant run out of the bullpen. 0-1. Fastball again. This time it's inside. 1-1. Williams has singled his last 2 times up. He's got 11 hits in the series, averaging about 2 a game. 1-1. Owens from the stretch deals, and he fires strike 2. Right on the edge. 1-2 to Carson Williams, a native of San Diego, California. Owens trying to put him away. They put the target down and out. 1-2. A fly ball well struck to center. Going back, Pelini near the track. He's going to have room, plenty deep to score a run. Incoming from third is O'Neill Mansueta, and it's now a 4-2 lead for Charleston. Up to third base goes Kenny Piper, and it is now 4-2 River Dogs. I beg your pardon, Logan Allen now at third base, but a sacrifice fly for Carson Williams. Now makes it a 2-run lead for Charleston, their largest of the day. That run will be charged to Luis Vargas. Has a good piece of 1-2 hitting there for Carson Williams. Able to barrel one up. Didn't get all of it, but got plenty of it to get home another run. Ryan Spike still at first. Logan Allen now at third. As Mason Auer's the batter. Owens' first pitch to the three-hitter is a swing and a miss. Turned him back with a slider. 0-1. Now we're 0-3 today. 2 strikeouts and a ground ball to second. Owens from the stretch. Kicks and throws the 0-1, but missed in. 1-1. Green Jackets going to have to figure out a way to beat the bullpen for Charleston. That has been their dominant bright spot in this series. Their bullpen has not allowed much of anything. 1-1. The pitch home. A rifled foul down the right field line, out of play. 1-2. Green Jackets have only scored once this week against the bullpen for Charleston. That was on Thursday. Got multiple runs in that outing. But other than that, all the runs for Augusta has come against the starting pitching. Bullpen for the River Dogs, which has been dominant all year, has showed that this week. 1-2. Spikes is running as Auer pops one up off the end of the bat. into shallow center. Conley fights the sun. He is underneath, and he's got it. And that will retire the side, but Charleston scores twice on a bases-loaded walk and a sack fly, and it's now 4-2 River Dogs as they break the tie and lead it by a deuce as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
After a pair score on the top of the six for Charleston. Middle of the order coming up for the Green Jackets, though. Geraldo Quintero against the Nundi Cordarreal. Right-hander gets the switch hitting. Quintero, Mesquita, and Pelini the next two. First pitch runs inside around the knuckles, and it's one ball, no strikes to Quintero. 0 for 2 today. Green Jackets, again, just two hits today, but they have scored twice. 1-0 pitch is fought back out of play by Geraldo. It's one ball, one strike. A single by Conley in the first, and a triple by Adam Zabrowski in inning number four. He only hits, but they've used wild pitches to their advantage today to score twice. 1-1 pitch, a bender that lands on the inside corner from Cordarreal as he throws him a curveball. 1-2. Puts Quintero down in the count. The right-hander shakes one off. He rocks back and deals the 1-2. And Quintero yanks one towards first on two. Hops it. Hops over Bobby Seymour and down the line. Quintero races for second. He's going to try for three. And he's going to get in there easily. A slide for good measure on a wicked hop that jumped over Bobby Seymour. And the Green Jackets are in business here in the sixth inning. Seymour was right there, but on that second hop, it just jumped over the top of him. I think they end up giving that a hit. We'll see. If so, it's another triple for Geraldo Quintero. It would be his fifth of the year, his team best. That's going to be a tricky one. I think it's going to be a hit. And I'm not sure Seymour ever touched that ball, but it was just one of those that had some extra jump to it. And Seymour, a late reaction, not able to stop it as the Green Jackets perhaps get a little help from the ground here. Quintero ends up at third. Randall Mesquita, the hitter. Infield is back for Charleston. They're just looking for an out, up by two. First pitch to Mesquita, foul back, and it's 0-1. A triple officially for Quintero. A tough play for Seymour. That's just one of those, not sure what you can do there. And the Green Jackets take it as Quintero stands 90 feet away for Randall Mesquita. The 1 pitch is hit on a line, right center field, moving over Auer. He'll make the catch. Quintero will tag. Here comes the throw. It's a good one, but it's not going to be in there. In standing up is Quintero, and the Green Jackets are back within one. It's 4-3 on the 37th RBI of the year for Brandel Mesquita. Great throw by Mason Auer, who turned quickly as soon as he caught to get a little extra oomph on that throw. Now Quintero, great speed, able to get in there standing up. By the time he scored, the ball just took a hop in front of home plate. No chance to get him out. 4-3 now the score. First pitch to Stephen Pelini from Cordarreal is outside. Ball one. Second triple of the game, though, however, for Augusta. Zabrowski had one. Now Quintero's got one of his own. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner. 1-1 as he goes to the hook. Break even pitch. A hanger that missed outside, 2-1. And Mesquita now one RBI back from Caleb Durbin for the team lead. Both of them are top 10 in the Carolina League. 2-1 pitch, a check swing down and in. They will ask. He did not go, says Jalen Goodman down near first. 3-1. Pelini has the tying run trying to put himself on. He's 0-2 today. First at bat against Anundi Cordarell. The 3-1 is high, and he lost him on 5 pitches. And the tying run is, in fact, on the base pass for Adam Zabrowski. Green Jackets, who are playing behind in their largest deficit today at 2 runs, have wiped it back down to 1. Had a brief lead after the 4th. And the first batter of the 5th, it was tied up again on a home run by Ryan Spikes, just 2 pitches into the at-bat. Cordarell against the right-handed hitting catcher Zabrowski. First pitch slider way outside, 1-0. Had 2 runs in the 6th. Currently the difference for Charleston. Got 1 on a bases loaded walk and a sack fly by Carson Williams. Put him up 4-2. It's been now wiped down to 4-3. Throw over to first. Pelini dives back in. No tag applied by Seymour. Zabrowski trying to put a charge into 1. He's had a great series. The primary starting catcher for Augusta. Drafted out of St. John's Fisher College. Division 3 in New York last year. 1-0. Breaking ball up and in. That actually hits Zabrowski. Just grazed him on the elbow. And there are 2 on with 1 out. The tying and go-ahead runner out there for Connor Blair. Regardless, Pelini was getting second as that hopped out of the glove of Piper and got behind him. And Zabrowski got grazed by it. And now a pair are out there for Connor Blair. Everdog's trying to follow a similar form where the second leg pitcher in this outing, or this game, I should say, is the primary guy that's maybe gone a little deeper. Got 4 innings from Davion Whittle, now trying to get extended work out of Anundi Cordarell, who was working in his second inning, put down the Green Jackets in order in the 5th. Connor Blair hits, first pitch is up and in. 1-0 as Cordarell is fighting the command here. Blair with his father in attendance today here in the Father's Day contest, threw out a first pitch today. Trying to provide in front of his family. 1-0 is a strike. Bullseye from Cordarell. Darts in a fastball. Evens the count. 1-1. Stephen Pelini at second base. Adam Zabrowski at first. Connor Blair comes into this at-bat. 0-1. Drew a walk last time. Break-even pitch. A breaking ball that goes over the top of the shoes. Missed inside. 2-1. Guy who's certainly hit the ball hard times this year. A couple home runs. Most impressively hit one back about a month ago in Carolina at the very difficult 5-County Stadium. Had a game-tying shot in the 8th inning against the good Mudcats team. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, down and away. Missed with a slider. It's 3-1. Excellent count for Connor Blair with Makai Backstrom licking his chops on deck. Green Jackets need 1 to tie here in the 6th. 2 can give them the lead. You score 2, you might as well score more. 3-1. It is a strike on the outside corner, letter high. And the count is full. Big payoff pitch coming from Cordarell. As he's coming up on just under 20 pitches in the inning. Blair trying to get on, but he'd love to plug a gap if he can do that instead. A 3-2 pitch, a fastball low, and he draws the walk. And the bases are full of Green Jackets for Makai Backstrom. So a triple to start by Geraldo Quintero brought him in on a sack fly, but now 2 walks and a hit batter, and the Green Jackets have a chance to kick the door down here in the 6th inning. Pelini, the tying run, the most important guy at the moment, stands at 3rd. Got Zabrowski at 2nd with Blair at 1st. Pitching coach R.C. Lichtenstein out to talk with Cordarell and his catcher, Kenny Piper. As the pitching coach trying to calm down Cordarell, who was excellent his first inning. Second inning of work, been a little different. Green Jackets trying to come through the big swing, and they've got Makai Backstrom coming up. 4-3 the score. And now Makai Backstrom takes the stroll into the left-handed batter's box. Cordarial and the River Dogs looking for a double play. Green Jackets at the minimum just trying to get home clean to tie this game up at 4. Final game of this six-game series, a win for the Green Jackets. They win the series. Charleston wins. They get a split and keep their hopes of a North South Division title alive. First pitch to Makai is a strike. Inside corner, just below the letters, it's 0-1. Backstrom walked and scored. Back in the first time he batted in the third. Had a long fly out to left his first time up. The 0-1. Backstrom checked his swing, took one down and in. A slider swooped over the shoe tops. One ball, one strike. Corners are playing semi-in for Charleston. They're even with the bags, and now Seymour backs up. Vasquez takes a few steps back as well. Middle infield pinch looking for the double play. They're going all out for turn two. Break-even pitch. Backstrom takes one upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Good hitters count for the number eight hitter, Caden Morton, due next. Two guys that have worked free passes today, Backstrom and Morton. Green Jackets have drawn a handful of them today. They've got five free passes against the pitching staff for Charleston. 2-1. Backstrom shoots one left side. This one's going to be backhanded by Williams. Jump throw to first is not in time, and the Green Jackets tie it on an infield hit by Makai Backstrom. Run was going to score regardless, but the threat remains very much alive as Backstrom legs one out. Williams, who was shaded more for the double play, was able to get to it, but had to jump throw it over to first. And Backstrom, the quick-moving runner he is, able to get there by a step. And we are all tied now. Caden Morton with the bases loaded, still one out, and this will be it for Cordarial. Just the second hit he's allowed this inning, but he's got big trouble behind him. As the Green Jackets have the bases full, Caden Morton's going to be the batter, and we'll see a new pitcher on the mound. Backstrom ties with the infield hit. He knocks Cordarial out of the game, and we'll set the new pitcher for you as the Charleston reliever enters from the bullpen. Tied at 4 here in the bottom of the 6th in this Father's Day battle from SRP Park.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, advancing the power of you.
We're all tied up at 4 here in the 6th inning. Bases still loaded. Johnny Cuevas, the 21-year-old right-hander, enters the ballgame for the River Dog. He's making a 6th appearance all out of the bullpen. One earlier appearance this week, he threw 3 innings on the mound. He struck out 1 with 2 walks, allowing just 1 run on 1 hit and a loss earlier this week for the River Dogs. That was back on Tuesday. Part of that bullpen effort in 5 innings that didn't allow a run, but now he comes in inheriting a mess. Bases full of Green Jackets in a tie game at 4. Makai Backstrom just brought in the tying run on an infield hit to shortstop. Zabrowski at 3rd, Blair at 2nd, Backstrom in 1st for Caden Morton, the 9-hitter. First pitch to Morton is fouled back out of play, 0-1. Morton today worked a walk in his first at-bat. Trying to follow up Backstrom. He's the 7th hitter of the inning. They knock out Anundi Cordarial. 2 hits, 2 walks, and a hit batter as Augusta in prime position. The 0-1 pitch is high. 1 ball, 1 strike. A right-hander from Southern Nevada College. 12th round pick last year. First year in full season baseball for him. Pitching a very, very loaded, complex team last year in Florida for the Tampa Bay Rays. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, down low and in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. A part of what is a dominant farm system for Tampa Bay, especially on the pitching front. A lot of good hurlers at all levels. And Cuevas, another one of those good relievers, making his sixth appearance of the year. Infield is playing back again. Charleston's going all out to turn two and get out of this inning. 2-1 pitch. Morin takes one upstairs. Three balls and one strike. Nowhere to put him. A walk forces in a run, and that's going to bring Willie Vasquez, the third baseman, out to the mound to talk with Cuevas. And this is a huge spot. And in the process, Kenny Piper, I think, is getting a new catcher's mitt. Now, Caden Morin in a great spot here, 3-1. If he takes one more bad pitch, go-ahead run comes in here in the sixth inning. Now, I've talked to Caden several times. This guy is as good of a competitor as you will find. He is trying to take this into his own hands by swinging the bat. He'll take the free pass for the free RBI, but he'd rather strike the ball into the gap or over the wall somewhere. Three balls and a strike. Cuevas deals home. A fastball that's in there. Three balls and two strikes. Big payoff pitch coming from Cuevas to Caden Morin. Augusta trying to take the lead back. Have scored twice to tie it already. Might as well find their way on top now. Big pitch coming. 3-2 the count. Here comes Cuevas. And he missed inside, and Augusta has the lead back. A bases loaded walk to Caden Morin, scores Adam Zabrowski, and it's now 5-4 Augusta as Morin earns the walk on the sixth pitch of the at-bat. That one not close. And that's the third walk issued by River Dog Pitching, something they do not do a whole lot of. A team that strikes out a lot of players, makes you beat them, but this inning has not been the case. Only two hits, and now the bases stay loaded for Caleb Durbin. First pitch to the leadoff man is in there on the outside corner. Durbin is the eighth Green Jacket to come up to the plate. He has grounded out three times. How about a home run here? Drop the hammer and put yourself ahead. Now going up by four. The 0-1 pitch is high. One ball, one strike. Durbin has excellent speed. Charleston still in a spot, though, where they are looking to turn two. That's what they're going all out for. 1-1 pitch. Durbin in the air. Left center. Auer retreats. He's going to have room. Blair's going to tag. Catch is made. Backstrom bluffs at second. Blair dashes in from third, and the Green Jackets are up by two. Another RBI for Caleb Durbin as he sends one to deep left center field. Green Jackets take no chances on trying to tag up Backstrom. But the key guy comes home as Blair dashes in, and Durbin has his 39th RBI of the year. And it is now a four-run inning for Augusta. Always finds a way. And now it's Cal Conley. Mekhi Backstrom at second. Caden Morton at first. Excellent speed on both bags. Conley, the ninth Green Jacket hitter. They've batted around here in the sixth. First pitch to him, a bender, and he lands it for a strike as Cuevas gets up on Conley. Nothing and one. Green Jackets 6, River Dogs 4 here in the finale. And what has been a great Father's Day game. If you came out to this one, certainly worth the price of admission so far. 0-1. A number foul down the first base side, 0-2. Or if you got us tuned in, wherever you might be. Always glad to have you on. No balls, two strikes, two outs to Cal Conley. Four runs already in. Why not make it three more? Conley could do that if he can send one out of here. Chokes up a little bit. 0-2 pitch is chopped towards second. Spikes goes up on it. Plays the tough hop and flips to Seymour to take care of Conley, but the Green Jackets take the lead and then some. Four runs score on the bottom of the sixth. Nine come to the plate, and after six complete, it's now Augusta 6, Charleston 4 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max in.
Two down, now two up as we enter the seventh inning. Mitchell Speltz back with you from SRP Park. Tyler Owens against the cleanup man Nick Schnell to start the River Dog half of the seventh. First pitch to the DH is a ball outside as Owens inherits the lead. Came in and got the final two outs for Luis Vargas, who got himself into trouble last inning. Just the one inherited man scored. And now Owens working freely at the mound with nobody out there. 1-0 pitch outside again. Two balls and no strikes to Nick Schnell. A big series for him today, but he's been relatively quiet this afternoon. 1-for-3. Comes up with the bases empty here in the top of the seventh inning. 2-0 pitch to him is in there. Fires a fastball right down the middle. Owens has got some good velocity on that. Good slider combination. Also a changeup he'll mix in. Again, the year as a starter, now working as a reliever. 2-1 pitch down and out. And it's 3-1. A guy who was effective as a starter to begin the year, but just had some tough outings where they were going short on him, had some high pitch count, but now in this reliever role, he has really thrived in this spot. 3-1 is a strike. Schnell throw his ball four, just about ready to toss the bat back. And Owens has a full boat on the cleanup batter. Ball three, strike two with Bobby Seymour due next. Green Jackets 6, River Dogs 4 in the 7. 3-2 pitch is a ball just off the plate. Owens takes a big breath and frustrated he did not get that one. Schnell works the ride down to first base, and the tying run will come to the plate for Charleston and Bobby Seymour. Seymour had a tough defensive play against him last inning on a very tough two-hopper that hopped right over the top of him. Result in Geraldo Quintero starting the inning with a triple. He was one of the four Green Jackets that came in to score. At the plate today, he is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. 1-for-14 in the series. First pitch to him is down and away. 1 ball, no strikes. But despite his tough numbers this week, you got to be careful with him. Big-time home run hitter. He's got 7 of them. He's done that his whole career, whether it's been high school, college, or the pros. 1-0 pitch is outside again. 2 balls, no strikes. Owens earned the first save of his career last time out on Wednesday. Got the final 9 outs. And it's Charleston to close out a 4-0 shutout. 2-0 pitch is lined to left. That one's going to drop in front of Connor Blair for a base hit. And Seymour smacks one the other way. And Charleston has the tie and runs out there with the first two batters of the inning. And now it'll be Willie Vasquez as Mike Steed sprints out of the dugout to talk with Owens. Hit number 8 for Charleston. They're still outpacing Augusta in the hit department, 8-4 today. But now find themselves down by 2 as walks came around to bite him in that last inning. And while this mound visit goes on, gives us a chance to check out some scores from around the league. Let's start on the Braves system. Atlanta on the verge of snapping their little two-game skid. They're up 6-0 on the Cubs right now in Wrigley Field. Michael Harris hit a home run in that game. Top prospect for the team. We got called up about a month ago. Also in the Braves ranks today in the minor leagues, Indianapolis with 2 runs in the 8th inning sinks Gwinnett. And that series finale. Stripers now 33-33. Rome having a good day. IA Club in Asheville scored 8 runs in the 7th inning. They lead 11-4. They were trailing at that point, but not any longer. And Birmingham and Mississippi just underway in the 3rd. No score there at Trustman Park. Willie Vasquez, the batter. First pitch, curveball drops in for a strike. Starts him with a slider, and it's 0-1. Threw him a breaker to get up. That's a good confident pitch to start. The 0-1. Fastball missed in to Vasquez. 1-1. Vasquez 0-2 today. Green Jackets playing the infield back all the way around, looking for a double play, up by 2 runs. Break-even pitch. Vasquez lines one deep to left. Blair retreats near the track. He jumps, and it's over the top of him and off the wall. They're going to send home the lead runner, and Schnell picked up on the outfield by Blair. He'll get it in to the cutoff man, Durbin. Skips by him as it's now a one-run game on an RBI double by Willie Vasquez. Tying run now at 3rd. Go-ahead at 2nd for Charleston. As Vasquez just got that over the top of Connor Blair, who got back there trying to time up his jump. That sailed over him and off the wall. As Charleston plays it conservatively, especially with nobody out, they don't send home Seymour. And a hard hit double by Willie Vasquez now has Charleston in position to take the lead in this back and forth affair here on Father's Day. Kenny Piper now. First pitch from Owens is a ball outside, right? The knees. 1-0. Current defensive setup for Augusta has the infield back. They will concede the run for an out. If anything, trying to get through this inning with the game tied at the minimum as the 1-0 pitch is a strike, 1-1. And again, you got a guy out there in Tyler Owens who has incredible strikeout ability. And he can help himself now going through the bottom of the order. If he can get a K here, they might move the infield in. 1-1 pitch, check swing in the dirt, blocked by Zabrowski. In the meantime, action has begun in the bullpen for Augusta. Looks like Rob Griswold's getting ready down there. 2-1 here in the top of the 7th. Still nobody out. 2nd and 3rd for Charleston with the number 7 batter, Kenny Piper, at the plate. 2-1 pitch, foul back into the wire. 2-2. See if he tries to gas him up and get something by him, or does he try the breaking ball? That slider is a key complimentary pitch for Tyler Owens. 2-2 as the infield and outfield remains back. The pitch home is a called strike 3 as he blazes the gas on the outside corner. And Owens throws up a key backwards K for the first out of the inning. Brings up O'Neill Manzueta. And we'll see if the defensive alignment remains the same here. Looks like it will. It's 2nd and 3rd. Again, they want to get out of this inning with minimum damage. They'll allow the tying run to score on a grounder. Manzueta's first pitch to him is tap foul. Man, it's 0-1. Manzueta's hit the ball hard once in this game. Had a long liner to left, or to right field, I should say, near the track his last time up. Had a screaming home run yesterday late in the game in the 8th. 0-1. A shot to right field. Morton retreats near the track. He jumps, and this one is a home run for Manzueta. It hops on top of the padding. It's a go-ahead bomb for Manzueta. His 4th of the year as he strikes it hard once again as the River Dogs snatch back the lead on Tyler Owens. And just like that, Augusta is back down by 2 runs. 3-run blast by Manzueta. It's now 8-6. As Owens beside himself on the mound, that one just had enough to get out of here. 2 home runs for the River Dogs. You can say both have been wall scrapers today. Spikes hit a liner that just hopped on top of the padding. Same thing the opposite way for Manzueta. As it's now 8-6, Charleston. First pitch down the middle to Logan Allen, and it's 0-1. What's been a rare, tough outing for Tyler Owens. Man, I got a feeling, yeah, we still got a long way till this one's over. A lot of action here today. 0-1 pitch is line foul down the right side, 0-2. Had a backbreaker there, no question, for Augusta, trying to just get through this inning, get still tied at the very least. But Manzueta had other ideas for Charleston as he hits another hard shot off the bat. 0-2 pitch is off the end and hit in the air to left. Blair goes back, now trots in. He's got a beat on it and makes the catch for out number two. And what's been a slugfest here today on Father's Day? And what's been a series mostly dominated by pitching for each winning squad this week? But today, the bullpens have allowed some runs. Green Jackets, after being held in check really all week against the bullpen for Charleston, scored four last inning, but the River Dogs come back with four of their own in the top half. Now it's Ryan Spikes, a half swing on one in the dirt. They do ask it first, and he did not go. One ball and no strikes. And you go back to that home run by Mansueta, if that is just a little bit more to the right. That's off the cage by the tax slayer Terrace, and that's in play. Charleston still has the lead, but it's only one. As Spikes sends one back up the middle, diving Quintero, it's by him into center. And Ryan Spikes has a three-hit game. He's now a triple shy of the cycle. And the bats are alive and well for the River Dogs on what is their 12th hit of the game, or 11th hit, check that. As Rob Griswold continues to work, he's likely going to have the eighth inning. No matter what here, Owen's trying to put everything he has into getting through this frame. Now it's the deal with Carson Williams, the eighth batter of the inning. First pitch runs inside, nearly hit him. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets will have the same three that started the last half inning rally with Quintero, Mesquita, and Pelini. Now down by two, trying to keep the damage at just that. 1-0. A ground ball foul just behind the bag at third. He chops one down to Rob Griswold, who plays it in the bullpen. One ball, one strike. As that one just hopped over the left side of third base. And it's been a rare errand for Owens. Not only has he allowed four runs, he's been hit pretty hard as the breaking ball is knocked foul into the dugout for Augusta. Now it's 1-2 as he threw him a slider. That's one thing about him. Hasn't given up a whole lot of hard contact this year, especially since moving into that bullpen role. And teams are hitting under 200 since he made that transition. A throw over to first. Spikes dives back in head first. Guy who certainly might be looking to take one. He's now reached four times in this game. Griswold is ready to go in the bullpen if they decide to make the call, but Owens trying to make it wait till next inning. 1-2 pitch is nubbed back towards the mound. Owens lost his balance for a second, but able to gather the ball and throw out Williams. As Owens frustrated coming off the mound as the Charleston River Dogs come back with a four-run inning of their own. And we are going to stretch now here from SRP Park. It's the River Dogs 8, Green Jackets 6 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Charleston back on top. It's 8-6 as the teams trade four-run innings. After the Green Jackets went up by two, they're back down by two. And this back-and-forth affair continues. Geraldo Quintero gets things started against Johnny Cuevas. First pitch down and in to the switch-hitting second baseman, Quintero. And it's one ball, no strikes. Four lead changes today. currently has Charleston on top by two. 1-0 pitch. That one is a strike on the inside corner. Quintero thought he had ball two. Instead, now it's 1-1 as he drops the shoulders. One ball, one strike. Disrupted his rhythm a little bit in the box as the 1-1 pitch is swung through and missed. Drops a big spinner that time. 1-2. Cuevas now out there looking for the lead, or working with the lead, I should say. Quintero triple his last time up as Quintero will call for time. The one he's allowed in his at-bat. Gives him a few extra seconds. 1-2. A ground ball to the right side. Rolled over to Ryan Spikes, who will pick it up and throw on to first. And throw out Quintero for the first out of the seven. 4-3 on that put away. Up comes Brandel Mesquita. Hitless today, but had a sac fly that scored the first of four last inning. His 37th RBI of the year. Green Jackets being out hit today 11-4, but only trail 8-6. River Dogs had four runs on four hits in the last half inning to catapult themselves back in front. First pitch to Mesquita, rides up and away. One ball, no strikes to the cleanup batter. Now Griswold back and getting loose in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. Likely going to have the eighth no matter what. 1-0 pitch, a big curveball, got him way out in front. Mesquita did not see that one well off the hand, 1-1. Got him on his front foot as it's about halfway there. Cuevas looks in, the right-hander rocks back and deals. Faster, a curveball, I should say, got him out in front again. Not able to time it up. We'll see if he tries it once more. Trying to see that curveball well out the hand. Good fastball hitter is Mesquita, like most of these guys are, looking for a mistake here. 1-2. Breaking balls, swinging a miss. Threw him three straight spinners, and Mesquita is gone. And there are two outs. Once Cuevas really saw that first swing on the curveball, he said, let's try it two more times. Let's try it three more times. And eventually it worked for him to get Mesquita. As there are two away now for Stephen Pollini. Base is empty. Playing in the bottom of the seventh here. First pitch to Pollini is a fastball, a little bit low, 1-0. Again, the stakes are pretty big here for Charleston. They need a win today really to stay within the grasp of Myrtle Beach, who play later tonight at 6:05 against Fredericksburg. 1-0 pitch. Pollini off the end of the bat, pops it up. Shallow left center field. Carson Williams retreats and calls for it as the shortstop leaps up and makes the catch. And Johnny Cuevas has a 1-2-3 seventh inning in relief. And we head to the eighth now from SRP Park, where it remains the Charleston River Dogs 6, Augusta Green Jackets, or I should say River Dogs 8, Green Jackets 6 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet. Limited to new customers with autopay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Bullpens are made for Augusta. Right-hander Rob Griswold has the eighth inning with the middle of the order coming up for Charleston. The one man who didn't bat in the four-run seventh for the River Dogs, Mason Auer, will get it started. Against Griswold making his team best 18th appearance on the year. He leads the club in saves with four. Working here in the eighth here today. Right-hander from Long Island University gets Mason Auer. First pitch, swing and a miss. As the Sidewinder gets up, 0-1. That disruptive breaking stuff has very deceptive for Griswold. Fastball, slider, changeup. Throws him a fastball that's rolled over to third. Caleb Durbin will play it on two hops and take care of Auer for out number one. As he winds it up across the diamond, Auer now 0-5 today. As Durbin takes care of him, second time he's grounded out today. And that will be Nick Schnell. Griswold trying to keep this deficit at two for Augusta. Right, look when they had the momentum in the bottom of the sixth. They lost it a half inning later as Charleston now plays with a two-run lead. As Schnell breaks his bat and hits a weak ground ball to second. Glove by Quintero. Underhand flip to Backstrom, and there are quickly two outs. Griswold will take that. It's what he does best. Gets the ball on the ground. 4-3 put out this time. Two gone for Bobby Seymour.
First baseman Bobby Seymour.
Looking for the first 1-2-3 innings since the fourth. Charleston has scored in the last three innings, with the seventh being their largest, scoring four times. First pitch to Seymour as a slow-moving fastball hits the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Seymour had his first hit of the game last time up as he sent one the other way into left. It was one of the four runners that came around to score. 0-1 is down and in. That hit him on the back foot. And Seymour is on. That's not going to hurt too much. Two out base runner now for Willie Vasquez, who drove in one with a double, then eventually came in to score on the big three-run home run by O'Neill Manzueta. Vasquez, the number six hitter against Griswold. First pitch to him is sling down the outside corner for a strike as he starts him with a fastball. First hit for Vasquez today was a well-struck one off the wall. The 0-1 pitch, a big bouncer to second. Quintero right there. He'll just flip to Conley covering at second, and they will get the out there as the force is recorded. And we head now to the bottom of the eighth inning. Quick work for Griswold. Now the offense trying to get the two runs back they need. 8-6 Charleston through 7.5 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Six River Dogs on top, bottom of the eighth here in this Father's Day afternoon matchup. Mitchell Spelch with you from SRP Park. Johnny Cuevas against Adam Zabrowski to start it for Charleston on the mound against the catcher for Augusta, who taps the first pitch off himself as it's 0-1. Zabrowski hit by a pitch last time up, just grazed him on the elbow against the Nundy Cordarreal, who gave up all four of the runs in that sixth inning for Charleston. As the pitch to Zabrowski misses down, one ball, one strike. And Rob Griswold does exactly what he needed to do. Did not allow any runs to score. Hit one batter, but that was all. Break-even pitch. A breaking ball missed outside. Good spinner by Cuevas. Just missed, 2-1. Get anybody on. Tying run comes to the plate. Two balls, one strike to the Augusta catcher. Cuevas deals, and he fires a strike. Outside corner at the letters. Two balls, two strikes. They're in the top corner of that zone. Cuevas takes the long, long hit from the windup. 2-2 offering. Breaking ball, hammer towards third. Picked up on a hop by Vasquez, and he will throw out Zabrowski. My goodness, that one was smoked right at him. Dropped down to the deck and trapped it in his glove. Plenty of time to throw him out as Willie Vasquez. An excellent defensive play at the hot corner, and that one steals a hit away from Adam Zabrowski. Nothing you can do on that one if you're Zabrowski. Just the tip of the cap to the opposing third baseman. As there's one out in the inning for Connor Blair. Cuevas deals the first offering to him, a breaking ball that's hit in the air to center. Mason Auer will glide in underneath it, and he will put away Connor Blair for the second out. Two quick outs just like that on back-to-back pitches for Cuevas, who has settled in. He has retired the last seven hitters upon his entry. As the Green Jackets just can't get anything going against him. He has halted their momentum. Now it's Mekhi Backstrom who gave Augusta a tie game in that inning where they scored four times on an infield hit. First pitch is a ball inside as the lefty gets up in the count. A big man at the plate, but he can really run. As a result, earned an RBI and a hit in his last at-bat. He has reached twice today. Trying to bring up the tied run still. 8-6 Charleston, bottom of the eighth inning. 1-0 pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. Looking for a good one to hit. Backstrom, big-time power, especially to right field. 2-0. A swing and a grounder right side. That one will make its way into right center. Past the diving Ryan Spikes. And the tying run will, in fact, come up. Backstrom's now reached three times today. Has an 11-game on-base streak going, which he extended earlier. And now has another hit. His seventh multi-hit game of the year brings the tying run to the plate and Caden Morton. As the Green Jackets look for a two-out rally against Johnny Cuevas. Infield back, normal depth defensively in the outfield. For the River Dogs, first pitch to Morin, a half swing couldn't hold on a spinner. Johnny Cuevas, a good hook to start off the nine hitter. Top of the order to looms next for Augusta. If Cuevas is able to get Morin, he'll be the top of the order that'll get the ninth inning. If it is Cuevas or somebody else, at the juncture it is, it's currently a two-run game. 0-1. Breaking ball, strike two. Landed that one perfectly as he pulls out the parachute. Sticks the landing to make it 0-2. Morton now in a spot where he's got to battle back. He's been very good in this spot this week, fighting off pitches and working long battles. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, but instead Cuevas gets him on three breaking balls. He triples down the pitch, and the Green Jackets strand a two-out base runner. We head to the ninth here on Father's Day. It's the Charleston River Dogs 8, Green Jackets 6. Final inning is next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing subject to change terms.
Finally, the play from SRP Park. It's 8-6 Charleston on top. Mitchell Speltz with you. As Rob Griswold is going to have a second inning, trying to bridge this to the bottom half with Augusta still down by two. Right now, the difference in this game, a four-run seventh inning, more specifically a three-run go-ahead homer by O'Neill Manzueta. That catapulted the River Dogs back in front by two runs. Kenny Piper leads it off against Griswold. First pitch is lifted in the air to left center. Connor Blair will have room near the warning track as he'll make the catch for the first out. First pitch swinging, just hit it off the trademark. Piper gave it a ride. And not enough to get out of here. One up, one down on one pitch for Griswold here in the ninth. Mentioned it last half inning. Augusta will have Durbin, Conley, and Quintero, top three in their order coming up. Right where Augusta's going to want to be, and if anyone gets on, which you'll need to get, of course. You'll have Brandel Mesquita again at bat. First pitch to O'Neill Manzueta is hit to left. Blair charges in. He will slide and make the catch. Great jump by Connor Blair. Takes one away from O'Neill Manzueta as he slides in rhythm to make the catch. On the right fielder for Charleston.
Left fielder Logan Allen.
Had it all timed up perfectly. He'll put on the brakes just a little bit to time up the slide. And Manzueta, he has the second out of the inning. Two pitches, two outs for Griswold. Now looking for a third out here of Logan Allen. First pitch is a strike as he slings one in there, 0-1. Allen, no hits today. He was hit by a pitch in the sixth inning. Got left on the base paths. 0-1 pitch, hit in the air to right. Caden Morton charges near the line. Will he have room? He will not. It's out of play. But it's 0-2 now to the nine-hitter. Barely good spot out there for Griswold. Has a chance to retire all but one batter he's faced if he can get Allen here. One guy he did not get was a hit-by-pitch to Bobby Seymour. With two outs in the last inning. 0-2 pitch is a call. Strike three. Buckles his knees, and Griswold just like that gets this game to the bottom of the ninth. Two fly balls to left and a backwards K of Logan Allen. Last call, though, for Augusta. They need two. 8-6 River Dogs. Bottom half of the ninth is next for the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
Green Jackets down two, three outs to work with. Top of the order coming up here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 8-6 Charleston here in this fun Sunday afternoon matchup on Father's Day. Charleston trying to get out of here with a split. First pitch to Caleb Durbin from Johnny Cuevas is a ball, and it's 1-0. Five lead changes today. Largest lead currently for Charleston. They've led by two on two separate occasions. Green Jackets rally for four to take a two-run lead themselves in the bottom of the sixth. They got to do it here in the ninth to extend this game or win it. 1-0 pitch. Durbin takes a big hook for a strike. Goes right to that outside corner again. One ball, one strike. Cuevas enters this inning, currently retiring seven or eight of the past nine hitters he's faced. 1-1. Breaking ball again. Softly flown foul to the right side. That'll get out. And it's quickly 1-2 to Durbin. Picked up his 39th RBI of the season last time up on a sack fly. Scored Connor Blair with relative ease. 1-2 pitch. It's in the dirt. Good take. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anybody gets on, that tying run instantly comes to the plate. And again, you got home run hitters coming up. Cal Conley, the team leader. Geraldo Quintero, Brandel Mesquita. 2-2 pitch. Durbin takes one just a bit low, and the count is full. An excellent guy you'd want to get on here in Caleb Durbin. Ball 3, strike 2. Cuevas working from the windup. Deals the 3-2. A swing and a pop-up. Foul. Third base side. Moving over Carson Williams. It'll actually stay fair. He'll give way to his left fielder, Logan Allen, who makes the catch, and that's the first out. Looked like that one was headed for foul territory. Stayed fair by plenty. And the left fielder on the 3-2 pitch puts away Caleb Durbin. And there are one away for Cal Conley. If Cuevas is able to finish this off for Charleston, he will earn his second win of the year. And the loss to Tyler Owens, who can be unfamiliar territory for him. He has not lost a game this year. First pitch, Conley sees as a chopper to second. It'll be played by Spikes, and there are two away. And the Green Jackets are down to their final out. And Charleston, who dropped the first three games of this series, is on the verge of winning 3 straight to finish and getting out of here with a split. And most importantly for them, keeps their chances of a first half title still very much alive. Gonna need some help. And they can help themselves by winning every game possible. They'll return home to face Columbia next week. First pitch to Quintero is down and in, 1-0. Myrtle Beach finishes up their series tonight at home against Fredericksburg. They're on the road against Kannapolis next week. First half concludes on Thursday night. 1-0 pitch is too low. 2 balls, no strikes. If Augusta's able to pull off a 2-out rally here, River Dogs' chances of winning that first half are significantly damaged, but they're very much alive if they can win this one. 2-0 pitch is now 3-0. Randall Mesquita waiting an opportunity. Cuevas struck him out last time up, but Mesquita would love a second shot at him. Quintero likely taking here. 3-0 pitch. He does, and he takes a strike on the inside corner as he twirls the bat around. Was about to set the chuck into the dugout. He's not a big fan of it. 3-1. Quintero needs to find his way on some way, shape, or form. 3-1. That one's foul back, and then the count is full. Quintero, 1 strike left to work with, trying to keep this game alive for Augusta. Looking for a 2-out Father's Day comeback. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And it is inside. Quintero jumps out of the way. Piper tried to frame it. And Quintero, a few words for the home plate umpire, Charles Willing, down to first. And the tying run will come to the plate in Brandel Mesquita. As he's going to seek some retribution here against Cuevas, who struck him out on 3 straight curveballs. And his last at bat, can he time him up this time? He's had a big series, has Mesquita, RBI today. Is he good for 2 more here? Green Jackets are down by 2 with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 9th. First pitch, breaking ball. He starts it with it and lands one on the outside corner to get up in the count, 0-1. Mesquita, 7 hits this series. He has driven in 5, including a home run back on Friday. No balls in 1 strike. Cuevas from the stretch, kicks and throws. A swing and a miss, another curveball. Mesquita not seeing it well out the hand. And now he's down 0-2. And it was on that first pitch that he got him to swing through in his last at-bat. That's when Cuevas really discovered he's not seeing it well. And he's probably going to throw it again here, daring Mesquita to beat him on it. Mesquita, 1 more strike against him, 0-2 with 2 outs. Cuevas from the stretch trying to put him away. Here it comes. Breaking ball flown back out of play. Reached out for that one. Not as much spin on that one, but just able to hang tight on it. Stays 0-2. Trying to give Stephen Pelini an at-bat here. 8-6 Charleston, 2 outs, 0-2 for Mesquita with the tying run at the plate. Cuevas looking for the win, and a split for Charleston, 0-2. Fastball, swing and a miss, and this game is over. The River Dogs come back with a 4-run 7th. O'Neill Mansuetas, 3-run bomb the difference as the River Dogs come all the way back to earn a split in this series. A tough Father's Day defeat for Augusta as they finish up their first half of games here at home with a tough defeat to the Charleston River Dogs. They do get a split, and they will head on the road next to Fayetteville. Big win for the River Dogs. We'll have more on it coming up next on the Easy Go postgame show next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University.
Welcome to the Easy Go postgame show from SRP Park. It's the final in the finale. Charleston comes back to win 8-6 thanks to a 4-run seventh in this back-and-forth game. Right when Augusta got their largest lead of 2 runs, a 3-run homer by O'Neill Mansueta helps Charleston get the split and keep their chances of a first-half title alive. They're now a game and a half back of Myrtle Beach, who plays later on tonight against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Mitchell Spouts with you as we finish things up here from SRP Park tonight on this Father's Day. Now early, late afternoon, and we're just across 4 o'clock here at local time. Final numbers today for Charleston, the winner, is now 43-20 on the season. 8 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left a total of 10 runners on in this game. For Augusta, 6 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They stranded 7. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,562 fans on this perfect Sunday for baseball. Winning pitcher for the River Dogs, right-hander Johnny Cuevas, is now 2-0 this year. Tyler Owens takes his first loss of the season with the 4 runs in the 7th coming in on him. After the tough 3-run homer was the one that put him ahead for good in this game, he takes the loss in tough fashion here today. Now time for a WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game, and that'll be the triple by Adam Zabrowski. Back in the 4th inning, he scored twice in this game, set himself up to score with a 2-out triple in the 4th. He eventually came in on a wild pitch. Zabrowski's triple, he just got in there with a perfect head-first dive. Now time for the it guy of the game. We'll give this to Mekhi Backstrom today. He reached 3 times, 2 for 3 in the game. Drew a walk and scored back in the 3rd. Also had 2 singles and an RBI in this game. He is the it guy of the game. Presented by Augusta Premier Networks. The IT guys. Now time for our final drive around the league as we check out some scores and the Braves affiliates in the Carolina League. In the Carolina League, only one other game going right now. It's a good one in the 9th inning. Fayetteville holding on to a 4-3 lead over Kannapolis. That's where Augusta is heading on Tuesday. More on that in just a second. Game slated to start in the next half hour or so. Down East is at Lynchburg, Delmarva at Salem, and Columbia hosts Carolina for the series finales in all 3 spots. Myrtle Beach at 6:05 tonight hosts Fredericksburg. Fred Nat still battling for a North Division title. The Pelicans trying to hold off Charleston to be the first half champs in the South. That game gets started at 6:05 p.m. In the Braves ranks today, Major League club looking good to snap their losing streak in Chicago today. They lead 6-0. That game is late in Chicago. 17-5, Rome puts up another big number on the Asheville Tourists as the High A club defeats the Asheville Tourists on the road. Gwinnett falls short at home in AAA to the Indianapolis Indians 5-3. And in the sixth in Mississippi, no score, which is three combined hits between Birmingham and Mississippi. Green Jackets back on the road starting on Tuesday. They'll take on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers starting at 7:05 from Segra Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. On Deck Show on the Green Jackets Radio Network starts at 6:45, 7:05 first pitch from Segra Stadium. Hope to have you with us as the Green Jackets look to close out the first half with a strong run. The first three games of that series will be first half matchups. The final three will be in the second half. That's when the season will tip to its final stretch of games. Those will be the more important matchups to keep an eye on for next week. Green Jackets cannot win the first half, but of course, the first three games of the series still very much important for overall record reasons. But otherwise, that's all for us here today. One more time, the final score on Father's Day. The Charleston River Dogs, 8. The Augusta Green Jackets, 6. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long and good night. Have a great rest of your Father's Day, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you on Tuesday.